They literally didn't speak for a decade, but they were still, but they were madly in love again. It's lovely. Oh, Harry Benson, you know what? You brought a smile to my face for the first time today. Thank you so much. Research Director at the Marriage Foundation on that lovely story about the couple reunited for their 80th wedding anniversary. Contractually obliged to welcome John Holmes to the show. Genuinely, that is the first time I've smiled today.
I'm not surprised.
A grim day.
Hasn't it? I mean, we wake up every day. It's a grim day all the time, it seems to me. I mean, everyone's been talking about Theresa May in various situations, but you just go, I'm glad I'm not her. Having to wake up every morning and then deal with something else that's happened.
And the police and our emergency services, yet again, day after day after day, having to come to everyone's aid. I mean, just they need a break as well, don't they? As well as I think the public, we just need a break. Yeah. What's on your show?
Well, we're going to be discussing that a little bit, but we will be taking a bit of a break because Bill Bailey's coming in and he's funny.
He is genuinely funny. Is he going to be playing music?
I don't think he's going to be playing music,
but he's
going to be talking
keyboard.
About what he might do. I don't know. He's got a parrot as well, but I don't think he's bringing that.
I've been doing my research. That would be weird.
But he's coming in anyway.
Brilliant. So nice to lighten the load. Well done. John Holmes here for you after 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Let's hope it's a better morning tomorrow.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Alfa Romeo offers uncompromising Italian style, a century of innovation, and a history of racing legends. And now we're offering even more. In addition to our current promotions, you can now receive an extra £500 contribution on selected models across the Alfa Romeo range, but only till June 30th. So visit your local Alfa Romeo dealer now. £500 contribution includes VAT, available on selected stock ordered and registered by June 30th, 2017. T's and C's apply.
Back a bit. No. Forward. Bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit. Perfect.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for all the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry, and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the Cup Final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It's 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, terror at London Mosque. More deaths confirmed after tower fire and Brexit talks are underway.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has described a terror attack outside a mosque in North London as sickening. A 48-year-old man has been arrested after 10 people were injured when a van drove into worshippers in Finsbury Park just after midnight. A man's died, but police say it's too early to state whether his death is a result of the attack. A spokesperson for the mosque has condemned what happened.
An attack on one faith is an attack on all faith and communities. Those who try to divide us and who aim to spread fear, hatred, and division will not succeed.
Some people have criticised how long it took for what happened to be declared a terror attack, but Theresa May insists that action was taken within 8 minutes. A minute's silence has been held for the victims of the Grenfell Tower fire, as the number of people who've died or are missing, presumed dead, has risen to 79. Police say the death toll could still change, but not as significantly as in the last few days. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has described what happened as a preventable accident. Human rights lawyer Amar Anwar has told Talk Radio someone needs to be held accountable for the blaze.
Right from top to bottom, everybody seems to be running for cover. Under any other normal circumstances, when there's a disaster, what many people regard this as corporate manslaughter. Yep. There does need to be a full-scale criminal inquiry. There needs to be a public inquiry where Theresa May doesn't dictate the terms of reference, because quite honestly, people have lost trust in the government.
Negotiations on the UK leaving the EU are underway in Brussels. The Brexit Secretary David Davis has told the European Commission there is more that unites us than divides us. And Dex says at McPartlin will be touched by all the support from fans after his co-presenter was checked into rehab and is getting help for depression, alcohol and substance abuse.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right, John.
It was interesting watching the way the news agenda works with that story, I think, in that clearly what had happened, and you'll know this because you work in the industry, is that they got a story about Ant and or Dec out of off of Ant and or Dec, and basically said to him, we're going to run this about your druggy booze hell. And so behind the scenes, a deal gets cut. And therefore, he has to, and has rightly, appeared contrite. But if he hadn't have complied, they'd have run it anyway, and he'd have looked back. So it's all deals within deals. I think it's quite fascinating how all that works behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's very
interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so, you know, because now he's kept the public sympathy, which wouldn't necessarily have happened if they'd gone with the original story.
The
original scandal story.
Yeah.
But, of course, the deal behind the scenes with the PRs is no, admit to it, be contrite, say you let people down, and you'll come out of it all right. And that's how they do it. Anyway, just saying. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How was your weekend?
It was lovely, thank you. How was yours?
Did you go out in the sunshine?
Yeah, I spent all weekend surfing.
Surfing?
Yeah.
The internet?
No, the sea.
Where did you go?
Cornwall.
Did
I
you?
I was in Newquay, yeah.
Just for
so that's why I wasn't here on Friday.
Were you?
Thanks for noticing.
Oh, actually, I hadn't. All right. Well, that was nice.
Yeah, it was lovely, thank you.
I didn't know you surfed.
How don't you know I surf?
I didn't know you
I went to Costa Rica for 2 weeks surfing.
Well, I didn't know you went surfing.
Didn't I bore you with the details? Or maybe you didn't listen.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe I was surf bored.
Oh, man. Can I just do the weather, please?
Yeah, all right.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Hot and sunny for many, highs of 33 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there. And now here's Ben with his pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Bayern Munich have made the unusual move of declaring themselves out of the running to sign Cristiano Ronaldo. Meanwhile, TalkSport have been told that Ronaldo's determination to leave Real Madrid is totally unrelated to accusations he's avoided paying tax in Spain, accusations the Portuguese denies. Spanish football journalist Graham Hunter told TalkSport Ronaldo's decision is purely based on football.
Over and above and separate to any tax accusations. That's an absolute fact. And at the moment, means it's legitimate for Paris Saint-Germain or Arsenal or Inter Milan or indeed Manchester United to try and buy him, because the time has never been more fertile.
England under 21 boss Eddie Boothroyd's branded this evening's European Championship Group A clash with Slovakia as must win. His side's opener with Sweden ended goalless. Finally, the British and Irish Lions appear close to full fitness for this weekend's first test with New Zealand. The Lions play their final warm-up match before the test get underway tomorrow morning against the Chiefs. TalkSport 2 will bring you full live commentary. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There's Ben there. That was Ben. That was Ben, everybody, with his pre-recorded sport. Right, Monday then, let's go into the afternoon with some sort of programme idea.
Talk Radio.
If the phrase PPI claim makes you want to lie down and go to sleep, congratulations, you're perfectly normal. If it fills you full of excitement at the prospect of winning back money for other people, then you probably work at the money hotline. Because we love getting our clients back what they're rightfully owed. Our dedicated team of experts will handle your claim for you and make the whole thing hassle-free. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or go to moneyhotline.co.uk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Gone straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It's
Talk Radio.
Because of the excellent quality entertainment like this.
It's very different day by day.
Nothing good has come through recently.
Right, fine. Anyway, Reese and Moose aren't here. David Walliams
has been released today.
Oh, yeah. Why are you out of breath, Cornelius?
Oh, just for a little jog.
Did you? What's the best way to do that? Yeah. Well, you get hold of the excellent company Specsavers. Let's see if you can get any points.
And Jeremy, he gets him for free.
Well, I don't think Ron the Jewels have got anything to worry about, have they?
Well, here's the thing about Disney.
Cook everything we can.
Well, you're probably on the internet or something, aren't you?
Yeah.
Friday, banging anthem, maybe. Something like that. Enthuse your way through this.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So then, as David Davis, the Brexit Secretary, hops over to Brussels to begin negotiations on the Brexit deal, spare a thought for him coming back into Britain when that deal is done. Not being able to use his European passport, of course. Having to queue in the non-EU residence channel at immigration. Like we're all going to have to do soon, just queuing up there. Probably won't be able to bring any duty-free back either under whatever deal he thrashes out. They'll probably stop that. Of course, let's be honest, we're still none the wiser as to what this deal or no deal even is. I think perhaps they should send Noel Edmonds to negotiate instead. He seems fine now. Is it still a hard Brexit or is it a post-election soft Brexit? I mean, we're still not entirely convinced, even though negotiations are starting today. It's, as we've discussed before on this programme, is it a Brexit with a hard outer casing, yet a softer Brexit on the inside, a kind of Ferrero Rocher Brexit? Is it that? Where various ambassadors go gather round.
Please the dignitaries, won't it?
They do Brexit. The dignity, would do, please the dignitaries and the ambassadors. You're absolutely right. And then we'd be very much spoiling them, I think, if perhaps David Davis should just take a tray of Ferrero Rocher with him and present it to the dignitaries and the ambassadors, because we know they are fans of the hard, outer-cased, soft-scented chocolate treats. So it's a Ferrero Rocher Brexit. Or perhaps it's many different Brexits. Hard Brexit, soft Brexit, orange Brexit, Malteser Brexit, peanut Brexit. A whole bag. It's a bag of Revels Brexit is what it is. It's lots of different choices of Brexit inside, and you don't know quite what you're going to get till you pick one out and pop it in your mouth. Now, of course, with the events of last night in Finsbury Park in London and the continuing fallout of the Grenfell fire, the Brexit negotiations have almost taken a sort of back seat in the media. And it's fair to say Theresa May's having a pretty pressured time of it at the moment, isn't she? Every day that she wakes up. I bet David Cameron's sitting in the sunshine at home in the Cotswolds thinking, thank God I quit when I did. She wakes up every day to something else to deal with, Theresa May, isn't she? Honestly, she's had more cobra meetings of late than the snake handlers at the reptile house at London Zoo, as far as I know. You really wouldn't want a job, though, would you? That's fair. Not talking to you, Boris. I mean, clearly, you. Anyway, hello. Welcome along. I am John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4 o'clock, which, if we're being specific, those are the times. I am being specific. So welcome to your Monday afternoon in the sunshine, as once again we aim to shine a ray of radio light through what it turns out is just the hell of real life, isn't it? Today, then, we'll be going through the papers, as you'd expect, except we do it on this programme in the most equal way that it's possible to do it, as every day a different minority reviews the newspapers for us. It's the Diversity Paper Review. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today, we welcome Rudd in to go through the papers, and he is bisexual. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Work experience punditry. As at work experience, Sophie brings us the results of her staring at the television with her work experience eyes. She'll be reviewing stuff for us. There's all your reactions, of course. Current affairs will be analysed in depth via the medium of short-form oriental verse. It's the news in haikus. Bonus news at 3:30, in which we fill the news gaps with stories you may have missed. Usually they're about carrots or puppies or something. We're also going to get you to hide a headline in the 2pm bulletin. Make something up. Make up a news story. You can get it to us. And here it's said as fact at 2 o'clock, out of Victoria's mouth. It's this very mouth.
This mouth?
That's the one. The lines are open for that today. Hide that headline inside Victoria. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right. There's also a pre-Glastonbury game of band or tent. Now, if you are heading to Glastonbury this week, you might be out sort of buying yourself a tent or something. Turns out tents have quite odd names. There are a range of tents with very weird names. So today we're going to be playing band or tent. Is it a band or is it the name of a tent? And we bring you hot guest action as well, as comedian Bill Bailey will be joining us on the programme. He's promoting something worthwhile that he's doing, and that'll be today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Ginger Dave is not producing. Now, he said he was going to come in today, but I kid you not, he actually got sunstroke yesterday, so and he's ginger, so that means he went outside for about a second or something. So, anyway, so he's not with us. As broadcast, though, is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Hi, Cass.
Yeah.
Have you been enjoying the sunshine?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
I thought you'd be out of the sunshine, really. You sort of
in a cave.
Yeah, or in a cellar, maybe.
Keep telling you, witches don't burn up in the sun. I'm thinking of vampires.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking you perhaps were asleep in your graveyard, earth filled coffin, in a cellar with the lid now tight shut to stop the sun getting in.
What, am I a witch or a vampire or what?
Vampire witch.
So now you've upped it to the vampire witch.
Yes.
You horrible little troll.
Smell of egg. Toes on the buttons. Hi, Chloe. Hi. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John. Yeah.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
You're going to Glastonbury, aren't you?
Yes, I'm leaving in 2 days' time.
Right. Are you our Glastonbury correspondent? Or
absolutely.
Will you be too drunk?
Well, both.
Like last year.
both, I imagine.
Okay, fine. Have you got your tent yet?
Yeah.
What's yours called?
I don't know. It's just a red cheap tent, which I've used for the past few years.
Great.
And it sort of is a bit waterproof. It stops some of the rain getting
fine,
in, John.
Fine, that's great news. So there we go. There's a programme. There's going to be that all happening between 1 and 4 o'clock in the afternoons. Hello. I'm John Holmes, and you're listening to Talk Radio. And as we were saying, we do live in pretty horrendous times at the moment. And, well, we need to get to today's big story. And today, we're going to do it musically like this.
Insanity. I ask myself,
Elvis Costello, What's So Funny? About peace, love and understanding. And you may well ask. Right, 17 minutes past one. We will, of course, be bringing you the big story after the traffic and travel. Theresa May's now visiting the scene of that attack last night in Finsbury Park, that mosque scene. And we will be talking to somebody about it. There was a lot of controversy, as you were hearing in the news early on, about whether or not it was going to be announced as a terror attack. And Theresa May said it was within 8 minutes of it happening. But, of course, is it just semantics? Did the police feel that they had to call it a terrorist attack? What constitutes a terrorist attack? A lot of questions being asked, of course. We'll attempt to get to the bottom of some of them for you. In the next bit of the programme, we're going to be talking to a guest about it, of course, as that story continues to unfold this afternoon. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Traffic and travel next.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new multi-award-winning Toyota ProAce. What van like commercial vehicle of the year 2017? On contract hire at £199 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.1695 DIN HP. Available on contract hire at £199 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,194. Business users over 18 only. Excluding VAT of 20%. Conditions apply.
Now at TradePoint, get the Beko Oven and Hob Pack with a choice of gas or ceramic hob for just £190. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint!
My thing, minimalism. I like to pretend I'm living in a Scandinavian furniture catalogue. I like any colour, as long as it's white. Absolute white, white cotton, white mist. The only threesome I want. So when I got a red coffee machine for my birthday, it was never going to work. So sadly, it had to go.
With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place to sell your things than eBay. eBay. Find your thing.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M27 westbound, still two lanes closed, queuing traffic in delays of 30 minutes due to an accident between two for Salisbury and one for Cadenham. In Truro, the A390 Green Lane, we're hearing reports of an accident there at the A39 Arch Hill and Falmouth Road. Bristol, the M5 northbound's clear now, but still slow traffic due to an earlier accident at Junction 18A for the M49. And in Derbyshire, the M1 southbound, queuing traffic between Junction 25 for the A52 and 24A for East Midlands Airport. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA home insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA home insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA home insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Talk Radio, intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio in that afternoon. 21 minutes past 1 o'clock now. And, of course, we should be talking about today's big story. So as we've been reporting, and as you will know by now, last night there was a terrible attack on worshippers at the Finsbury Park Mosque in London, in which one man died, 10 people injured. We don't know yet whether the death was related to the attack, as it, we think, was somebody who was being treated on the ground prior to the attack unfolding. We're still waiting to find out the details of that. But the Muslim Council of Great Britain say that the van was intentionally running over people. And a man, the driver, of course, has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Police did say quite early on they were treating it as a terrorist incident, although critics have said they didn't say that fast enough. The community secretary, Sajid Javid, has said it was a hate crime, and there are other terms being bandied about, including revenge attack. But is it all just semantics? And whatever the motive, it's an attack on a community that will do nothing to ease the tension on the streets of this country, of course, being the fourth such attack on innocent people like this in, well, almost as many months, really. And here we find ourselves again wondering what the hell can be done about it. Dr. Evan Lawrence is a terrorism academic and researcher. She's on the phone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us again. So there were complaints, weren't there, about how long it took to declare this a terrorist attack? Theresa May has said that it only took around 8 minutes, though. I mean, are we to make anything of this?
Well, I think that that's been one of the complaints that we've seen in the past couple of years, is that the difference between the extreme right and Islamic terrorism is treated very differently. We hear things like hate crime or attempted murder, things like that, for the extreme right, whereas with Islamic terrorism, it's called terrorism straight off the bat.
Yeah, and why is that, though? I mean, because the definition of terrorism is what? It's about attacking for political purpose, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of gray area when we start to talk about defining terrorism. So I think that's part of the problem, that there is no one accepted definition per se. But we end up seeing the extreme right called hate crimes and things like that, because it's the idea of the other, or fear of the other, and generally white Britain is considered, you know, the extreme right when they would commit terrorism.
Yeah.
But terrorist acts for them are considered hate crimes most often, whereas Islamic terrorism, because it's not a fundamental, I suppose, historical part of Britain, that we end up with it being seen as the other. And so you end up with this kind of cycle that we're in at the moment, where we have reciprocal radicalization, where, you know, one group is radicalizing the other, and the other group is then radicalizing more people from the first group. So it just kind of continues in a spiral until really something is, you know, changed and put in place to stop that cycle.
Yeah. Do we make make what you will of the fact that it seemed to be a deliberate targeting of Finsbury Park Mosque, and Finsbury Park Mosque, of course, has a history of harbouring fundamentally. I mean, the police closed it down. It reopened with a new council and everything else. But of course, it was Abu Hamza was connected to that mosque. It was named in the WikiLeaks as, and I quote, the American military said it was a haven for radical Islam at one point. So it seems to be a deliberate targeting of that controversial place of worship.
Yeah, it seems so. I mean, obviously, it may just be that it's one of the more well-known mosques in Britain, and so someone from outside of the area, or, you know, whatever this person turns out to, what their background is, it may just be that that was one that he knew of.
Yeah.
It may not be, you know, oh, I thought about, you know, doing this one or that one or this, and decided upon that one. It may be more that that was, you know, one that's been in the media. It's quite well known. So,
yeah. Is there any evidence that we know about where, but we can't talk about the specifics of this case, of course, because the man is under arrest for suspicion of attempted murder, so we can leave aside the details there. But overall, and broadly speaking, because when we hear about terrorist attacks, we hear about chatter, we hear about cells, don't we? And we hear about all of this kind of stuff. Does that happen? Does that same kind of discussion happen when it is coming from the right, if you like, if indeed this, that's what it is?
Yeah.
But is it the same kind of thing?
There's a bit of a difference with the extreme right and with Islamic terrorism. When we have planned attacks, yes, you see that chatter. But more often now with these kind of lone actor attacks that we've been seeing, the Westminster Bridge, the London Bridge attacks, those kind of things, that you find that it's two or three friends who've radicalized together and don't really have a lot of direction from outside of their own little circle. So the chatter can be quite little on that, I suppose. And, it is very difficult for police on both sides to stop someone who wants to drive a van into someone. We're never going to be able to regulate who can go out and buy a kitchen knife. So I think the important thing to look at now is really how we stop these people from radicalizing in the first place.
Yeah. Should we be looking at this? You know, because this attack last night is, many people will be looking at it thinking, there's been texts flying around and social media and so forth, going, well, it's not the same, but it kind of is the same, isn't it? Because it's somebody attacking and trying to disrupt a community and a way of life, and that's the bottom
absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely. It is a terrorist attack in the fact that it has a political motive. I mean, obviously we're still waiting to find out all of the details about this case, but yes, absolutely. When you see these kind of targeted attacks that are aimed at instilling fear in people, and making them change their way of life and making Britain change its way of behaving, then I think really we're into a dangerous territory of, allowing the terrorists to win when we start, changing the foundation and the fabric of our society.
Do you think the police would have felt under pressure to call it a terrorist attack early on, because for those very sort of social reasons that's got to be the right thing to do, or do you think, or doesn't, wouldn't it work like that? Because it's a very controversial area, isn't it? It's a very,
absolutely. I don't know that there would have been pressure to call it a terrorist attack. Probably more of a sensitivity of, what the target was, certainly would have been in the minds of the authorities. But, I think Theresa May said it was 8 minutes or something like that. Yeah. Well, we look at the other attacks and you kind of hold your breath and hope maybe it is someone who, has had an accident or something like that. But in the cases that we've had in the past couple of months, that's not been the case. And they have been quick to call it terrorism on both sides. So.
Yeah, and I think you probably accept that it is probably a difficult one for your average person to kind of get their head around in a way, because we don't normally refer to it as terrorism when it's that way around. And that sounds awful to say, but I think that's probably a truism, isn't it? And it's about shifting our thinking really here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the main problems that we have at the moment is the way that the police and the security services really deal with the extreme right, because the extreme right tends to do low-level things, petrol bombs, knocking over rubbish bins, things like that, starting riots, that it's not it's seen by the public, I suppose, as not being as severe as, for instance, the Manchester bombing or the London Bridge attacks and things like that. But actually, it is the same thing. We call the acts of the right, hate crimes, or, we don't use that kind of political terminology of terrorism, which is actually the correct way of referring to
it. Is that, are you suggesting that we need to do, is that what needs to happen, is that you sort of go, because, it's been referred to a hate crime this morning by the community secretary, no less, as well, and can it be both, or does it have to be one or the other in the end?
Well, I think it's doing more harm calling it a hate crime than it is good. We have to realize that, this is a British problem. We don't have, terrorists that are coming in from abroad and blowing things up. We have homegrown terrorists. We have British terrorists, and that comes from both sides. And what is actually, almost ironic about it is they actually want the same thing. They want to roll back to a time when that religion or ideology was better or purer. And that goes for both sides. And you look at kind of, you know, the white power movements and things like that for the extreme right, and it's the same exact thing that the, you know, groups like ISIS want.
Yeah.
It's just a different kind of, I guess, society that they would end up with.
Which makes it incredibly difficult to deal with. Listen, we're out of time there, but Dr. Evan Lawrence there, terrorism academic and researcher, of course. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, we're going through the papers with the Diversity Paper Review, and, of course, if you'd like to hide a news story in the 2pm bulletin, then, well, you could be our guest. Here's the number to get involved with that, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone you like.
It's just after 1:30. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's a Monday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news for us now.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has described a terror attack outside a mosque in North London as sickening. A man's been arrested after a van was driven into people in Finsbury Park in the early hours. 10 people were injured. A man's died, but it's not clear whether he was targeted by the vehicle. Tufik Kasimi is from the Muslim Welfare House. He's told Talk Radio the imam urged people not to harm the attacker.
He wants to break the cycle of violence. What will you achieve by killing this man? Some member from the people passing by were trying to harm this guy, but the imam contained him until police came and took him away.
The number of people who died or are presumed dead after the tower block fire in West London has risen to 79. Scotland Yard says the total may still change. A minute's silence was held this morning for the victims. Brexit talks are officially underway, almost a year since the UK voted to leave Europe. David Davis, who's representing British interests, admits there will be challenging times ahead. The entire process is supposed to be completed within around 18 months. And it was hotter in parts of the UK overnight than it was in Istanbul during the day yesterday. Temperatures at London City Airport hit 24 Celsius at midnight. Unions are urging firms to relax workplace dress codes to help staff cope with the heatwave. The weather hot and sunny for many. Highs are 33 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Come on, everybody. Down to our pants.
I'm not doing that, John.
Not you. Come on, everyone.
The unions are urging us to.
Yeah.
No one said anything about pants.
Well, relax the dress.
So take them off.
Relax.
What?
You want to take your pants off?
No, I was just saying. Is that what the unions are saying?
No.
Bloody unions.
They're going on a clothes strike.
I really don't want the office
a nudity
to be naked.
March.
No. Who in the office out there?
Not answering.
Okay. Right, so... you don't even know what I was going to say.
I know exactly what you were going to say.
Andy Jacobs.
No, definitely not.
Moose.
No, he's not even in the country.
Yeah, but if he was.
Please, no.
Okay. I mean, you wouldn't want to sit on his
chair. Let's stop speculating.
All right. Thanks, Victoria.
Mm.
good. All right, then. So should we crack on with the programme?
Yeah!
Yeah! Why the hell not?
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Victoria just said she was cross with she's gone now, but she said she was cross with Andy Jacobs from Talk Sport. Does the afternoons because he keeps using the ladies' toilets here.
Well, he's very modern, isn't he? And he sees them as non-binary.
Gender neutral fluid. Yeah. but that's why, and as you rightly pointed out, though, it's not like it goes into the ladies' toilets, but it's just a cubic.
It's just one room with one
toilet in it. So it's not like
locks,
a generic go into the ladies'.
So it's not the worst crime.
It's exactly the same as the one over the hallway, which just says men on it. It's exactly the same sort of thing. But she says she's cross because he leaves a seat up.
And on the top floor here, they have, to differentiate, rather than saying men or women, they have sports stars' names, surnames.
Right.
So they have, like, Holmes for Kelly Holmes.
No, that's named after me.
No, well, this is the thing. The other woman there is Paula Radcliffe.
Yeah.
But I thought it was Daniel Radcliffe.
Right.
The Harry Potter actor, so it's not very clear at all.
No.
So it's not great.
Good, glad we could discuss that. But I don't understand the complaint about the seat leaving up thing, right? So I know it's not polite to do so. As a man,
leaving the seat
when one
lifts
the seat up and then doesn't put it back down again.
Mm.
But I figure that I'm not saying in the ladies, but generically, if I've gone in, basically, if a lady uses the toilet with the seat down, why isn't it her job to put the seat up in case someone wants to come up? Right, come on. Why is the man got to do all the work?
I know, typical.
Technically, you've got to lift the seat up and then put it down again. That's double the work. Whereas if everyone just either put it up or the opposite for the next user, be it man or woman or however you want to identify,
why isn't there an International Men's Day?
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, and do people who want to identify perhaps as either a man or a woman? Do they have it at 45 degrees? I don't know. Or maybe there should be a thing where you have that.
Why can't we get pregnant?
Yeah, exactly. It's not fair, is it?
No.
Should we do the hidden headline?
Yeah.
Next, there'll be a woman prime minister. Now, so hidden headline then, it works very much like this. At 2 o'clock, there's the news. Obvs. But we'd like you to make up some nonsense, please. And, we'll sneak it in there. Why? I'll tell you. To confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme. That is all it's going to be. All right. And just a couple of sentences there, make something up. So, Cornelius, what's been coming in so far today? What have you got today?
People are being urged to stop throwing the stones found in avocados into the sea as they float and are leading to the congestion of boats in the English Channel. Throwing avocado stones into the sea has become popular after a viral video showed it makes a very satisfying noise.
Right.
That is from Sarah.
Okay, good. It's very, very sort of middle-class...
I bet it would make a satisfying noise now that she said that.
Mm.
I do want to try it, although I think it'd be difficult to throw because they're quite greasy when they came out. When they come out, because they're a bit avocado-y still.
Yeah, you'd have to wipe them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't eat an avocado on the beach.
Why not?
Just don't.
All right. I think what a most satisfying noise, okay... is when you get a fresh jar of instant coffee and put your finger through the seal at the top.
That's a satisfying
feeling and a satisfying noise, that is.
I don't have that experience because I don't drink coffee.
Right. Well, I don't really eat avocados, so... Anyway. Have you got another one?
Yeah, this is from Johnny, who says, it is being reported that Brexit Secretary David Davis has offered the Isle of Man to become a part of France as a goodwill gesture as the Brexit negotiations begin. The island will be towed by tugboat down the Irish Sea and will be situated and anchored...
Anchored just off Calais,
I
understand. I saw that story earlier, actually, yes.
Mm.
Yeah, which is... And then the French people will be encouraged to throw avocado stones at it.
I mean, it's no major loss, the Isle of Man.
Not really.
I mean, I can't think of anything that's come from the Isle of Man.
The Bee Gees.
Okay, well, maybe.
Cats without tails?
Yeah, could do without those. Happy with that. I don't trust cats without tails, because how do you catch them?
Yeah, there we go, see? All right, then, make up a news story and, lob it over here. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Tor Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word
you're listening to Tor Radio in the afternoons, and we'll be going through the papers next with the Diversity Paper Review.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a Lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m., live only on Sky Sports.
To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Suffolk, the A12 northbound is closed due to an accident between White's Lane, Snab Hill and the A12 London Road. In Hampshire, the M27 westbound, still two lanes closed and queuing traffic between Junction 2 for Salisbury and 1 for Cadenham after an earlier accident. In West Sussex, the M23 Gatwick Spur Road, queuing there at Junction 9A for the A23. And in Lincolnshire, the M180 westbound, very slow at the Junction 4 for the A15 at Scorby. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA Home Insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA Home Insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA Home Insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. Now, just before we go through the papers, which we are duty-bound to do, well, obviously, there is a lot of news going on. Not just the obvious either, frankly. I mean, goodness me, Brexit negotiations have started, no less. There's a hell of a lot. But if you are a regular listener to this programme, you know that we are able to tackle current affairs by getting in there, by getting right into the nitty, and I'll go so far as to say also the gritty of the current affairs, and doing it in the obvious way, which is, of course, short form oriental verse. We find it's the best way to analyse the day's big stories. So, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news. It's quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around
it. It's the news in haikus.
Beyonce gives birth to her twins. That's two more problems for Jay-Z now.
The news in haiku. See, there is some good news, Rudd, isn't there?
There's a bit of it.
Beyonce's popped a couple out and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's all right.
Bay once, twice, three time a mother.
Don't speak again. All right, then. It's time for today's Diversity Paper Review. It's a paper review. We go through the newspapers. That's how it works. However, each and every day, our newspapers are gone through by a different diversity, bringing diversity to the airwaves, one diversity at a time. And today's diversity is Rudd, who is...
bisexual.
Yes, that's right. So, where are we starting, Rudney? What newspapers should we go into
first? We're starting with our friend Anthony... who has gone into rehab.
Anthony...
From off of Anthony and Declan.
Yes, although that's their showbiz names. Their real names are Antichrist and December.
Yes.
Just to be clear. So which one's gone in, Antichrist or December?
Antichrist.
Right.
For prescription drug addiction.
Right. Just prescription drugs?
Booze as well and prescription drugs, right.
Okay.
But people tend not to think of it as like alcohol addiction. They just think of it as it's either you've got a booze problem and then a pill addiction.
Yes.
People tend not to say alcohol addiction.
Yes.
But yeah, so Ant's going into rehab for booze and pills.
Yes.
Okay, to not be on booze and pills. He's not going for booze and pills. Yeah.
He's not going to Glastonbury.
I don't think they have those. That'd be a bad place to go to rehab.
Yeah.
I hope he gives that ticket away. That's not wise.
I saw there's a UKIPper that I follow onto, someone who in UKIP, he tweeted the other day that he's giving away his Glastonbury ticket because Corbyn's showing up there.
Right.
Well, he's an idiot because you're not allowed to give them away because they have photo ID printed onto the ticket, making it very hard for anyone but you to use your ticket.
Yeah.
So that just shows why he's such an idiot and why all of UKIP didn't know.
Anyway, so... The ant or deck story.
Yeah, it's like the first time in ages that you can just... Yeah, it's one of them. It's not... It's and or...
But it's... I saw this story yesterday. And I also... We were talking about this a little bit earlier, but I think it's very interesting that you see the story on the bit and you go, and he's gone, I'm sorry to let everyone down. And I'm not denying the man has a problem. We know that. That's fine. You know, and he's got depression. All of this is fine. But
how it's presented.
But it's how it's done. Because you can see what's happening behind the scenes here. Someone has got a story on Ant McParlane, a sort of tabloid story, to a penny, fair enough. Mm-hmm. And they've gone, all right, we've got evidence of this and this and this. And they've gone to his press and PR people and they've gone, right, we're going to run this. How do you want to play it? And they've gone, what? We're going to run it anyway, so do you want to do the career-ruining scandal, or do you want to do the appear contrite and apologetic? And clearly, obviously, they've gone down the contrite. Because it's not the first time this has happened. You can see this when they do these sort of celebrity scandals. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
I just think it's quite interesting behind the scenes.
I mean, that's how it all works, isn't it? Media and celebrity is a sham, designed to pull the veil over the eyes of the public.
Hollow sham, the whole thing. But really what's going on behind the scenes is that.
Yes,
anyway, so he hurt his knee a while ago.
Yeah.
And then drank some stuff.
Well, the thing that surprises me... Are they still that famous?
Who, Ant and Dec?
Yeah, I don't
massive.
Really... Oh, okay, I don't watch TV, so I don't...
Watch them Grove or something?
No, I've never seen anything that they're on / in.
They're our country's most favourite famous TV presenters.
Are they?
Easily.
Yeah.
They do all the flagship shows on ITV.
Oh, I don't
all
like...
of them.
Who watches ITV?
Good me. Point. It's good.
Yeah. Well, there's a class thing right there. So what else? What else have you got in the papers?
As I was mentioning earlier, Corbyn's going to be showing up to Glastonbury this weekend to introduce rap duo Run the Jewels.
You're a big fan of this rap group, aren't you?
I am a big fan. I've seen them twice this year.
Oh.
I saw them last weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw them last weekend at the Parklife Festival, and then I'm seeing them again in November. Because Stormzy was at this festival that I was at last weekend.
He's another rapper.
He's another rapper, and he has been very vocal about his support for Jeremy Corbyn. Because you know, there's the bigger Grime for Corbyn movement, hashtag thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, what if he shows up? What if he introduces one of the acts at the festival? And I thought, I was thinking about what if it was Run the Jewels, and their lyrics consist of three things: I'm going to kill you,
nice.
I'm going to have sex with you,
okay.
Or everybody get up and go kill the police. Those are like the three.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Corbyn needs to look at those lyrics.
This could be quite scandalous.
I don't think that he's looked into
and
this.
And I tweeted the day it happened, I said,
you know what, we should go to him and say, look, we're going to run this.
Yeah, we're going to run this story. Do you want to be contrite?
Yeah.
Or do you want a scandal?
I did say, has anyone got a countdown going until there's a Mail article on like all the Run the Jewels lyrics? I mean, the one that immediately pops into mind is, when you gonna rise up and kill the police mother?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of anger. It's very angry rap.
Wow.
So I was...
So is this because Jeremy Corbyn is a fan of them?
Or I don't know. I've never seen a link between the two of them. Because they're American, the two of them. They're from New York. And so I'm not sure why he's introducing them rather than Stormzy or someone that he's kind of already linked to.
I think one of the reasons is the fact that they're playing the main stage.
Well,
and you know, it's quite iconic, the pyramid stage. No, he's playing the other stage.
I see.
And another thing is that Run the Jewels are known... big in America, and they're friends with Bernie Sanders.
That's another point worth making.
And they Run the Jewels recently threw their weight behind Corbyn as well at a gig.
During the US election last year, Killer Mike...
the clue is in the name, isn't it?
Who is 50% of Run the Jewels.
Yeah.
Was very openly like he was campaigning for Bernie Sanders and did lots of interviews and went on Jimmy Fallon and did this, that, and the other. Yeah. But he was very openly pro Bernie Sanders. So I guess
what's the other one called?
LP. It's L-E-L-P.
Right.
In one of the opening tracks of their third album, which came out at Christmas 2016, is we returned from the depths of the Badlands with a gun and a knife in our waistband. We went to war with the devil and Satan, as in Trump Satan. And Hillary. Right. He wore a bad toupee and a spray tan. So that's like one of the opening lyrics from there. So yeah, they're very kind of
They are political. But I think, you know, we were talking a lot on Friday about advice to ministers and such like, right? Because obviously Theresa May received bad advice on many occasions.
Yeah.
Right. But Pete Corbyn's people just going, yes, go and identify with the cop killing people. Those people. Go and do that.
Well, I say that it's obviously a lot of it's a lot about race and kind of that kind of thing, which is why it's very kind of police heavy.
Yeah.
He should have introduced Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Well,
or, you know, just, I mean, who else
there's
is
Barry Gibb on the main stage. Chic.
Yeah, he could have done Barry
Jamie
Gibb.
Jamie Cullum. Oh, that's a very
safe. That's a very safe very one. Safe. That's a safe.
But he could have done Busted.
But yeah, Busted are playing on a very small stage. Yeah. So, Radiohead.
Anyway. Radiohead would have been pretty safe, yeah.
Anyway. What else is in the newspapers?
Remember Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes, I do. I never watched it, but yes.
You're very excited, Courtney.
I used to really like it, yeah.
You know how, so you'd go on TV and get $1 million or pounds in here. And then suddenly TV producers realised, actually, we don't need to offer people anything. Like, people just want to be on TV, so that's not...
Right.
First Date, the prize... for going on first date and winning a date with someone is a ping pong, a little day of ping pong. So that's the story here in the Daily Star, is that the winners of Blind Date got a game of ping pong.
Right. I mean, it is on Channel 5 now, so there will be a budget issue.
Yes. I mean,
that's slightly different, though, because that's more of a... It's not a game show as such. It's more of a sort of a dating show.
Yeah, but you'd expect to win
You wouldn't expect
they
to win,
because
they go to ping pong to do the date, don't they? Which is another part of the show.
But didn't they used to send them on, I can't remember, when Cilla Black used to present Blind Date, they used to send them on exotic holidays or something, didn't they?
Well, it's the first series, because Take Me Out send them on holidays to the Isle of Fernando's. but in the first series, it was just Fernando's was a bar in Manchester.
Right. Yeah, well...
And then the series did well, and they went, right, we can take you to Tenerife.
Yeah. There we go. So maybe next week they'll have some actual tennis or go to Wimbledon.
Well, I think the main prize used to be that you would have a threesome with Cilla Black. I think that was the main prize back when I used to watch.
I think it was
series one.
I just turned around to see if Cass was doing that face she does, and she was doing that face she does.
I think that was series one. I'm sure that was part of the...
No.
Part of the pry, I'm sure.
No.
Are you really?
Definitely.
John,
sure.
there is a story.
No, you're right.
No, stop.
It was our Graham, wasn't it? It was
I forgot about it.
it was our Graham. wasn't it? And I think as part of the prize, you get Graham, and he used to... I can't remember what he did. Was it, he did the voiceover. That's
yeah.
right. He used to narrate the act. I think in series one. Where you go on your date, consummate that date under a big portrait of Cilla Black. That she'd cut the eyes out and was watching.
It started with one of those...
and then...
It started with one of those dividing doors that would slide
down the
back.
Bed, yeah. Across the bed. And our Graham would then... Our Graham would narrate your love. There. Thanks, Rudd.
No worries.
Good, that was Rudd there with the Diversity Paper Review. Now, in the next bit of the programme... we will be bringing you, of course, guest action, as Bill Bailey will be joining. The comedian Bill Bailey, no less, joining us on the programme very shortly. Indeed. And there's the small matter now of a hidden headline. Where does the headline hide? Well, I'll tell you where. It hides in the news bulletin, which is forthcoming. We'd like you to make it up, though, there to confuse the people not listening to this bit. That's what it's for. That's what it is. Cornelius has the name of today's hider of the headline.
Congratulations, Ricky.
Ricky. And where is Ricky from?
Leeds.
Ricky in Leeds. Well done, Ricky in Leeds. Your news lie is in next. Also to come on the programme, the big debate at 3 o'clock. And because we've been talking about Glastonbury, and of course many people out buying their tents this week for Glastonbury, so we will be bringing you a game of band or tent, all on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. You get the latest news next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it.
I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research. Wax on, shave off, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Alfa Romeo offers uncompromising Italian style, a century of innovation, and a history of racing legends. And now we're offering even more. In addition to our current promotions, you can now receive an extra £500 contribution on selected models across the Alfa Romeo range, but only till June 30th. So visit your local Alfa Romeo dealer now. £500 contribution includes VAT, available on selected stock ordered and registered by June 30th, 2017. T's and C's apply.
Now at TradePoint, get the Beko Oven and Hob Pack with a choice of gas or ceramic hob for just £190. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint!
Whether your business is carpentry, catering, or dog grooming, in an ever-changing economy, HSBC could help your business grow. With our £10 billion lending fund for small businesses, you could take advantage of the next opportunity. For an indication of loan eligibility in just 2 minutes, search HSBC Business Lending.
Subject to credit status. Results of business lending eligibility checker indicative only. T's and C's apply. See website.
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up. Work to do. Shower. Tick. Shave. Tick. Dressed. Next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn. Premier You.
Breakfast prices and options may vary. Exclude certain locations.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
It's exactly 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM condemns Finsbury Tower attack. 79 confirmed dead after tower fire and a heatwave warning.
Talk Radio.
The security minister says the suspect in the Finsbury Park terror attack was not known to them. A man's been arrested after a van was driven into worshippers outside a mosque in North London, injuring 10 people. A man died in the area, but police say it's not clear whether his death is a result of the attack. Saeed helped apprehend the suspect. He's been speaking to Talk Radio.
We was holding him on the floor for 15 minutes. 15 minutes, the police came. If the police didn't turn up, I think it was going to go worse because he was trying to move the car and hit more people.
possible.
The Prime Minister is promising that hatred and evil will never succeed. Theresa May says she's setting up a new commission for countering extremism to help fight hatred.
There has been far too much tolerance of extremism in our country over many years. And that means extremism of any kind, including Islamophobia.
In other news, police say the number of people who died or are missing presumed dead after the fire at Grenfell Tower has risen to 79. Scotland Yard thinks that number could still change, although not by as much as it has in the past few days. Russia's defence ministry says it will treat planes from the US-led coalition in part of Syria as targets. This is after the American military shot down a Syrian Air Force jet yesterday. The Brexit secretary says the UK is starting negotiations on leaving the EU in a positive and constructive tone. David Davis is in Brussels, where he's starting talks with the European Commission's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier. Conservative MP James Cleverly has told Talk Radio the rights of EU citizens here and Britons living in Europe is a priority.
Both sides are very keen to get that sorted out quickly, and I think that will be a huge amount of comfort for people both here in the UK and British nationals overseas. I think that so-called divorce bill is going to be a much tougher, much more contentious issue.
And the TUC union says workplaces should relax dress codes to help staff with the heatwave. With temperatures of 24 Celsius at London City Airport last night, it was hotter than Istanbul during the day yesterday.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
It's all right. Did you...
I need to do the weather.
You did the news there, right?
Yes.
Great, good. Fine.
That's right. Why you started speaking.
That's right. Here's the weather. Good. Right, fine.
Okay. Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it is.
Hot and sunny for many. Highs are 33 degrees.
Always end on a high.
Yes, John.
Good. Right now, here's Ben Fletcher from Talk Sports with the pre-recorded sports bulletin on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Bayern Munich have ruled themselves out of the running to sign Cristiano Ronaldo. They're one of several clubs around the continent to have been linked with the Portuguese after it emerged he wants to leave, but they've publicly insisted the rumours simply aren't true. The likes of Manchester United and PSG are thought to be keen. The man who masterminded Ronaldo's move to Real Madrid, former club president Ramon Calderon, told TalkSport he doesn't want to see the superstar leave.
It would be very bad business if we sell him. Doesn't matter the money we can get for him. I don't see anyone in the world of football that can substitute him. So I hope and I wish he can stay with us until he retires, and at least the next year.
England under 21 boss Eddie Boothroyd's branded this evening's European Championship Group A clash with Slovakia as must win. His side's opener with Sweden ended goalless. Finally, the British and Irish Lions appear close to full fitness for this weekend's first test with New Zealand. The Lions play their final warm-up match before the test get underway tomorrow morning against the Chiefs. TalkSport 2 will bring you full live commentary. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Finally, Chukwuemeka has won Westminster's annual Smoothest Looking Head Award. The Labour MP has joked that he'll put the award on his mantelpiece next to his award for having the most difficult name to spell.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. We'll talk to Bill Bailey very shortly indeed.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, still to come on the programme then, the following things. Well, it's Glastonbury week. Of course, people off to Glastonbury, as we say. People out buying tents to survive the experience. And we will be bringing you a game of band or tent before the end of the programme. Is it a band or is it a tent? There's the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. We will be bringing you as well part one of our rewriting of the Gruffalo, of the journey of the Galloway. We know, the monster George Galloway lives in a wood with his hat on. We'll be bringing you that as part of our commitment to children's broadcasting. Other things as well, of course. The bonus news is going to be at around 3:30. But I promised you guest action. That's what we're going to do now.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
6 minutes past two on a Monday. And yes, he's in the room. Bill Bailey, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. You're looking fabulous.
Thanks, as always.
May I say.
Well, that's very kind.
Yeah, I like what I've always liked about you is that you have a look. And,
yes.
And you've stuck with that.
Yeah.
I think that's bold.
That's right. You know, I mean, you have to stick with the look. And it'll come round eventually.
Yeah.
And this is a classic. It's one of the classic looks. You know, the hair, it's a combination of a mullet, and I call it a skullet.
Yeah.
And it's a good look. And if you look around in all manner of all the creative arts, you'll always see somebody who looks like this.
Yeah.
Usually it'd be a wrestler.
I was going to say wrestler. Yeah,
usually yeah, a wrestler. I don't know why that is, but yes, it is. It's one of the great looks.
But we mentioned the hair because in this is let's not deny what this is. We always say this front about it because our listeners aren't stupid. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Yes,
and you've got something very worthwhile that you're going to be doing.
Correct.
And talking about it, but in the quote on the press release,
yes,
it talks about your hair blowing in your mouth.
Yeah,
which is why you're going to be facing in one particular direction.
That's true. Yes. Because the walk I'm about to undertake is the Ridgeway, which is a beautiful old, it's a 5,000-year-old ancient road, the oldest road in Europe.
Yeah. Where is it, for those that may not know?
It starts at a place called Ivanhoe Beacon, or if you go walk the other way, it starts at the Overton Hill in the West Kennet Longbarrow in Wiltshire. But, you know, let's not go that way. I'm starting from the other way. I start at Ivanhoe Beacon, which, as you know, is an Iron Age hill fort overlooking the Vale of Aylesbury.
For me, it's the Iron Age
hill fort. arguably the best Iron Age hill fort amongst the many inferior such things. And then you walk westwards, not on the Westway, that'd be tricky. You walk westwards towards Avebury Stone Circle, which is where I'd be going. And of course, all the literature says walk the other way because we have a prevailing wind which blows west to east. But as I say, that would blow the hair in my eyes.
Yeah.
And so if I walk the other way, the hair streams out behind me.
And you look cool.
I look really cool.
Yeah. So you're doing this, as I say, for good reason. So let's talk through that. Because this is part of Stand Up To Cancer, which we're talking about a lot on Talk Radio. We're doing some stuff for it as well. So, you know, and I know it's a subject close to your heart. Yeah. So, you know, why now? Why are you doing it? And what do we hope
to
achieve?
It's a very good cause, as you mentioned. I mean, they've got a great attitude, I think. It's a very sort of dynamic attitude where they, you know, the mission of the charity is to get the results of breakthroughs in the labs into treatment as soon as possible, which I think is a great mission, and it's sort of an exciting time in terms of new treatments. And also, my mum, she passed away. She died. She had cancer, bowel cancer, in 2005.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, like I guess many of you, listen, you know, we know people, you know, close to us, friends, family members who have been affected by cancer. So it's something that's all around us. And I felt I wanted to do something. And I walked the Ridgeway 2 years ago with that in mind, and raised quite a bit of money for that. So it inspired me to kind of up the ante a little bit and get involved with these guys and sort of team up with them and make a bit of a noise about it.
So if you've done it before, why the Ridgeway again?
It's a fantastic walk. It's a little bit longer this time. I've made it up to 100 miles, which is the Ridgeway, but me going around a car park a few times before I start. And
so walk around the Longbarrow.
Yeah, just walk the Longbarrow, Bill. That'd be fine. Yeah. Can you get us a cup of tea? Where from? Swindon. All right. And it's 100 miles sounds a bit more impressive. And but plus the fact it's realistic. It's in answer to your question, it's a logistical thing because a lot of the people walking with me, comedy mates and such like, all based in sort of down south in London area, and it's quite easy to get to. That's one of the great things about it. You can get there, and in fact, people will be joining me for a day and or 2 days and then heading back. So the nearer it is to everyone,
you plotted the route in terms of you've got to reach there to stop for the night? And what are you doing? Are you luxury bed and breakfast, or are you tent? Or are you
it could go different ways, could it? I could be in a bivy bag in a lay-by.
Yeah.
Or I could be choppered to to Somerset House. No, we're staying in pubs and bits along the way, and that's one of the part of
which
the
is
fun
right
of it.
To do.
It is. Yeah. It's a very. It's a. There's about sort of 8 red lines we're going to. So that's going to be one of the pleasures of it. But it's a beautiful bit of whole England. Actually, I don't know if you've ever walked the Ridgeway. There's lovely sights. When you start in Hertfordshire, you see red kites soaring overhead.
Yeah.
You see deer, you know, lovely old villages you go through. You know, it's an ancient path. It's sort of worn into the ground. It feels like you're stepping into the past a little bit.
So. Yeah, and it's good that you bring up animals, because I was going to, because when we spoke before, you probably won't remember.
Oh.
Different radio station a while ago.
All right.
But we talked about sort of your love of animals then, because I think you were doing a programme about what there was some wildlife thing, I think.
It could have been anything.
One of those things that you do.
Monkeys, yeah. Orangutans,
parrots,
save the otter or something.
Yeah, yeah. You do a lot of good things, don't you?
They're not going to save themselves, are they?
No, they're not really that. But in terms of that sort of animal love, where did that come from?
I think when I grew up in the West Country, and my parents were very much into going to sort of wildlife reserves and bird sanctuaries at the weekend. So it's kind of like it was like a family outing.
Yeah.
You know, me and my granddad and my grandma, we'd pile in the car and we'd go up to the reservoir and look at the bird life.
Yeah.
And if we saw a great crested grebe, that meant we could have lunch, you know. So it was sort of part of our family routine. So yeah. It seemed like the most natural thing to do. And so it's kind of carried on in my adult life and... it's just always been part of what we do.
Yeah. You know. Are you a twitcher though? Do you go out and you twitch?
Well, now you see, the word twitcher.
I know. I can see you bristling.
It's a very loaded word, Don. You know, you see, you say twitcher, and I think of a bloke. Well, presumably, actually, to be fair, it looks like me. But somebody who has a pager. Strapped to the belt,
yeah.
and then it would beep, and then it would be like, "There's a corncrake teen on the river top. Go, 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 go!" And they drop everything.
Scramble the teachers
in the middle of the wedding. Do you take this? No, I can't because there's a corncrake. And it's that I'm not. I'm not that. I'm an enthusiast.
Yeah.
I'm not quite the full tea.
Yeah.
Twitcher.
And in terms of what you're keeping at home at the moment, because I know you have a menagerie.
Yes.
What are we up to? What have you got?
A blackbird. We had a blackbird. Right. It fell out of the nest. We nursed back to health, and that hangs around now.
How do you do that? Right, because that happened. That happened to me.
Yes.
Bird in garden.
Yep.
Right. What are the rules?
Well,
that?
The rules are if the mum and dad, if you can see them around the place, and the thing is genuinely fallen out of the nest, and then they won't be far away. And the thing is, if it's fledged, if it's got feathers,
yep.
then it can fly, and it can sort of deal with itself, and the parents will come down and deal with it. If it's completely like eyes closed, covered in fuzz, no one around, then it's almost like there's not got much chance. So you have, that's when you can step in. And we did. We nursed this blackbird, and it hangung around. It hangs around now because, of course, it would.
Fed.
Why would I bother looking for food? I just hang around the Bailey's house, and and then we get things like that. We get we've taken rabbits and guinea pigs. We've got rescued dogs, cats,
yeah.
birds, ducks, chickens. You know,
does your house smell?
How dare you? yes, it does.
I figured.
Yeah,
I want to talk about music as well with you a little bit, because obviously that's one of the strings to your elaborate bow.
Oh, thank you very much. Like we do there.
Glastonbury coming up.
Yes.
Are you going? Are you going?
I may well do if I can. Yes, I might sneak in.
Yeah.
I haven't been for a few years. I'll tunnel in
over the fence. Who's that? Bill Bailey, loads of comedy mates, getting him over the fence. Yes,
yes. I might know. There was a tunnel one year. There was a tunnel. Somebody tunneled under the fence one year. Yeah, and it brilliantly it came up in a two man tent, which was brilliant. All these people, you know, slightly worse for wear, watching all these people coming out of one tent, like, oh my god. but there's lots of acts I'd love to see. To be fair, I haven't been in a while. I mean, I used to go to Glastonbury every year.
Yeah.
We used to camp, we used to do the whole thing, you know, and buy all the stuff, you know, all the kind of trinkets you do, and hang around in the mud. But the mud got to me after a while.
Yeah.
You know, after a while, I was like, oh, come on, not again. Oh, really? I'm not again. You know, I can't be doing it. It's just in a bowl. It's in a bowl in the middle of the field. And then all the rain collects in the middle of it. Nebworth, you know, if you go to the sonosphere,
yeah.
you know, there's no water at all. That's drainage, the aristocracy. They're better at drainage.
You played Sonic Spheres, of course, as well.
Yes, indeed, yeah. I did.
And then released a heavy metal album.
I was on before Slipknot.
Yeah.
And which is not something you do lightly, because if you overrun, they've got the Knot fans to deal with. They'd tear you limb from limb. No, it was good. I released an album after that.
Yeah, yeah.
In metal, which was a great joy to do, and metal fans, there's a big crossover metal and comedy for some reason. I don't know what it is. There was a lot of tattooed comedy fans who used to follow me around after that.
Really?
Yeah. So metalheads, yeah, you know, people that are into Slayer and Mastodon, some of my favourite bands. You know, those ones.
I know.
Yeah.
Good.
They're my favourites.
Look, we're almost out of time. I know.
All right.
Look how quick that went.
God, that went. Just, it flew by.
It's lovely, wasn't it? Yeah. Good. So, look, tell us once again when you're doing this and where people can find out about it.
Well, the best thing to do is it's the Stand Up To Cancer website. Go have a look at that. It's all the details are on there and details of how you can donate. And there's a text donate number as well, which is, I think, 70404. And you can text Bill 5 for £5, Bill 10 for £10. Your pleasure. And the walk is the 24th of July to the 29th.
Yeah.
And all the details will be there on the website.
Good. So actually, before you do go, I just wanted to mention this, just because of the turbulent times we live in.
Yes.
Just to get your take on it, really, because obviously there was an election. I don't know whether you're aware of that. So apparently it was like a couple of weeks ago, and it went a bit wrong for Theresa May. So I don't know whether you caught up with it.
Oh, yes.
But obviously, I know you're a supporter of the Labour Party, and I just wonder where you were in the now. Corbyn appears to be the shining hero, and it's not well for the Tories.
That's right. The thing is to remember is that this was an extraordinary election where more people voted. Lots more people got engaged in politics, which is generally a good thing. I mean, the Conservative vote actually went up. That's a measure of how extraordinary Jeremy Corbyn did in terms of campaigning. He's a great campaigner. He's a brilliant. I mean, he was an activist for many, many years. He's a good guy. He's a very good and principled guy. Whether that will then now will lead into another election, I don't know. I think people have had enough of elections.
Well, I think you're probably right. Why do you think that Corbyn's stock was appeared to be low before the election? And weirdly, of course, it's Theresa May that is to blame for his success.
What an extraordinary reversal of fortune.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it really is. And I think it's down to the fact that, you know, politics is so much about dealing with people and perception. And I think that as a leader, Corbyn seemed to be vacillating. He didn't seem to have the kind of the handy soundbite. He didn't seem to be able to be comfortable in question time. And he didn't seem like he had what it took to be a leader. And I think what happened when he went out and talked to people in these huge meetings around the country, people realised here was someone who was willing to stand up and be counted and meet people, look them in the eye and say, this is what I'm going to do. And I think that counts hugely in his favour. And it's really turned around the Labour Party's fortunes.
Yeah. All right, just wanted to get your take on that, because you're here.
I'm here. Why the hell not?
Bill Bailey, a pleasure as always.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much indeed. Bill Bailey there. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand Up To Cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up To Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up To Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up To Cancer to sign up.
Alfa Romeo offers uncompromising Italian style, a century of innovation, and a history of racing legends. And now we're offering even more. In addition to our current promotions, you can now receive an extra £500 contribution on selected models across the Alfa Romeo range, but only till June 30th. So visit your local Alfa Romeo dealer now. £500 contribution includes VAT. Available on selected stock, ordered and registered by June 30th, 2017. T's and C's apply.
Lucy's dad's favourite pesto pork.
When I was little, Dad loved doing a barbecue. The minute the sun came out, he was straight outside. He always made his favourite pesto pork, while I ran around the garden causing havoc. So today, when Dad comes to visit, I'm treating him to pesto pork with char-grilled fennel and crispy crackling on the side. Difference is, now it's my kids who run around causing havoc.
Find Lucy's Dad's favourite pesto pork recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Somerset, the M5 southbound, there's a lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident involving two vehicles at junction 26 for the A38 Wellington. Congestion back to 25 for Taunton. At Kessingland, Suffolk, the A12 northbound, that's closed due to an accident between White's Lane, Snab Hill and the A12 London Road. And in Wiltshire, the A30 westbound, slow traffic there due to an accident between Loders Lane for Swallowcliff and Sands Lane for Donhead St Andrew. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Alfa Romeo offers uncompromising Italian style, a century of innovation, and a history of racing legends. And now we're offering even more. In addition to our current promotions, you can now receive an extra £500 contribution on selected models across the Alfa Romeo range, but only till June 30th. So visit your local Alfa Romeo dealer now. £500 contribution includes VAT, available on selected stock ordered and registered by June 30th, 2017. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. The religious leaders, various religious leaders actually, responding to that attack overnight at the Finsbury Park Mosque. Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London, has also been speaking. Details of all that coming up with you very shortly indeed in the news at 3:30 with Victoria. Work experience punditry is on the way here as we invite... Who's coming in today? Sophie today. Sophie's in today and she's got television for us. Of course, she'll have been looking at television with her work experience eyes. That's coming in the next half an hour. Meanwhile, today's text in case you wanted to get involved. In case, you were at an end that could be considered loose. I'd say an end that could be considered flappy, even. And you think, what I'd really like to do is text or message a radio station that no one's ever heard of with a poor quality pun. Mm. Well, it's your lucky afternoon, if that's the case, because here we go with today's. It's Monday, so it's pun day. And because the Brexit negotiations have begun over in Brussels and Glastonbury is coming up, we've decided to combine Brexit and music.
Do you want me to react to that? You sort of...
Yeah, in a sort of excited way.
Oh.
Yeah. So, something from Brexit, something from music, combine the two. Hey presto, a text in has formed. Here's how to get involved with that. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Have you got one?
Yep.
What is it?
Brussels Watson.
Have you got a good one?
K Bureaucracy and the Sunshine Band.
No, you haven't. Hootie and the Blowfisheries. Because fisheries are an issue in the whole Brexit deal. So.
They're a fisher.
And Hootie and the Blowfish were like a band and stuff. So. I always think we should have more when we start these things.
What the listeners...
I know. But just to, just to set a bar somewhere. Article 50 cent.
That's fine.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Eurythmics. Works better written down, that one, because of the spelling of Eurythmics, but I'm going to get the point of the EU.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, get yours to us. It's Brexit and Music, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag Brexit Music.
Now, as you know, if you are a listener to the radio, David Walliams started a run on Talk Radio this weekend, didn't he, yesterday, by reading out his children's story. And I've heard that described in various meetings here, that that's a bit of a scoop. I don't think so. Because way before that happened, we brought you children's story on this programme. Frankly, and I think that's probably where they got the idea and stole it from us. And we did that because it turned out that our very own George Galloway, who is back on Talk Radio on a Friday night with his hat and his quite unpleasant demeanour, he's back and he has written a children's book, hasn't he?
Mm.
I can't remember what it's called or anything.
I don't think it's quite out yet.
I think there was a news story about 3 months ago that George Galloway had got a book deal to write a children's book. So we took it upon ourselves to bring you a George Galloway-themed children's book. And we got around to broadcasting part one of it, but then an election was called, and George Galloway wasn't on the radio anymore because you're standing in an election. You're not allowed to be in that way. So we had to stop doing it. But he's back here. The election is over. We're out of that. So why don't we bring you again part one, and we'll continue this over the forthcoming weeks. And I think this will become a classic of its kind. Because you know the Gruffalo, a children's classic?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got our version. So have another listen to the Galloway.
A worker took a stroll through the industrial park. A boss saw the worker, and an idea did spark. Where are you going, labourer free? Come and do work in my new factory. That's terribly kind of you to offer me pay, but I'm off to a talk by the Galloway. A Galloway? What's a Galloway? A Galloway? You've not heard of that. He has a stubbly grey beard and a silly old hat, and a commitment to the proletariat. Where are you seeing him? Here, on this grass. His favourite food is an exploitative upper class. Exploitative upper class? Said the boss man. Goodbye, lowly worker. And away he ran. Silly capitalist, was he born yesterday? There's no such thing as a Galloway.
There it is, part one of The Galloway. Parts two and however many after that till when we stop. We'll be coming over the next couple of weeks, and we'll put it all together, of course, and probably get it narrated by James Corden and animated or something.
Red Malocca, the Good Pirate, is the name of his actual book.
Is it?
Yeah, about an ethical pirate, which isn't a thing.
Right.
The word pirate, that's a, what is it, an oxymoron, ethical pirate.
Mm.
Pirate,
well, you could have an ethical pirate, technically.
Yeah, because pirate means you're breaking the law, doesn't it?
Well, it means you have piracy. It's commit piracy is to indeed steal.
Yes.
On the high seas.
Mm.
But Robin Hood was technically... He lived in a forest, Cornelius. You don't get much more ethical than that. So...
yeah, I guess.
You know. Anyway, so a lot of texts coming in. Thank you for them, for today's texting, which is Brexit and Music. Wake me up before you gove. Says Kirk, bringing. I mean, Gove's not got that much to do with Brexit, but he's in the government, so I suppose that makes hard sell or soft sell. Says Alex, another Gove one here. Bon Govey, says Heady. Weezer May.
Yeah.
All right, keep those coming in. Of course, here's the number, 87 and also 222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
After the news, which is on the way with all of the latest, of course. Victoria's got that in a moment. But after that, Sophie's here. She's at work experience. She's going to be looking at television with her work experience eyes. It's all on the way. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Here's Victoria then with the headlines.
Talk Radio.
The Metropolitan Police Commissioner says worshippers in Finsbury Park were attacked because of their faith.
This was quite clearly an attack on Muslims who looked like they were probably Muslims and they were coming from a prayer meeting.
A man has died and 10 others were injured when a van ploughed into crowds outside a mosque in North London. Officials say a 48-year-old man who was arrested is not known to security services. Here's London Mayor Sadiq Khan.
These have been a terrible few weeks for London, unprecedented in recent times. We've seen the horror of the fire at Grenfell Tower. We've seen the attack on London Bridge and before that Westminster Bridge. And we saw last night the terrorist attack here in Seven Sisters.
There's going to be an increased police presence outside mosques in light of the terror attack. Elsewhere, the number of people who died or are missing presumed dead after the fire at Grenfell Tower has risen to 79. Police think that number could still change. Russia says it will track and target planes from the US-led coalition in part of Syria after America shot down a Syrian jet yesterday. Moscow has described it as an act of aggression. Brexit talks are finally underway, almost a year after the UK voted to leave the European Union. The EU's chief negotiator says his priority is to clear up the uncertainties the referendum created. And Google says it needs to do more to tackle online extremism. The internet giant will nearly double the number of independent experts it uses to flag problematic content. It'll also expand its work with anti-extremist groups to help identify websites that may be used to radicalise people. The weather hot and sunny for many, highs are 33 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Any news, Victoria, as to how long the sunny spell might continue, out of interest?
Without checking properly, I think...
Or at all?
No, because I was looking at the forecast yesterday.
Yeah.
On my phone.
Right.
So,
it's high level research of meteorology.
Yeah, at least in the south, it's going to be hot till Friday at least.
And what can the revellers of Glastonbury look forward to? Because normally, of course, Glastonbury, a bit of a mud bath, isn't it?
Well, last year it was horrible, yeah.
Yeah, so what are you. Oh, you were there last year, of course.
Yeah.
So what is it? What are they? Can they look forward to this
year? Sun, probably.
Really?
Okay. And cloud. Oh, no! Saturday it's going to rain, allegedly.
What?
Yeah,
they should have moved Glastonbury to this weekend, just gone. That would have been much better, wouldn't it?
They would have all had sunstroke and burns.
Yeah, I was a bit worried about it being too warm at Glastonbury next weekend.
Yeah, because it's horrible when you wake up in a tent.
Oh, yeah, it's a sweaty environment, isn't it?
Yeah, horrible. As soon as the sun comes up, bam, you're covered in sweat.
Bam.
Bam.
Is that how you sweat?
Yeah.
Bam.
It makes a noise. Can I go now?
I've learned something about Victoria that we didn't want to know. Yes, you can go now.
Thank you.
Any sweat?
No, I'm not sweaty because there's a lot of aircon in this building.
Okay, just talking about you. Bam. Bit weird. Right, okay, so coming up then, Sophie. Sophie's here. She's got some television. It's work experience punditry on the way on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's right, and things are on the way. Let me remind you, in case you're just joining us later, glad we were just talking about tents there, weren't we? And Victoria's sweating into the canvas with the noise bam. But a game of... I don't know. That's what she said. A game of band or tent on the way. Tents, it turns out, have quite curious names, brands of tent. Who knew? So is it a tent? Is it a band? It's on the way in about an hour's time. The big debate coming at 3 o'clock, of course, as well. And now Sophie is here because of work experience punditry. Very much like this, of course. We've got work experiences here at Talk Radio. You'd expect that, wouldn't you? Because a lot of places do take on work experiences. obviously we give them the usual work experience things to do. Photocopying. Making cups of tea. Photocopying cups of tea. All that sort of stuff. But what we do then is drag the work experience in here and give them real-world experience of the broadcast media, and that's why Sophie is here, but also because we don't have to pay her. Hi, Soph.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Are you enjoying the... This is just idle chat now before we start proper.
Okay.
But, you know, are you enjoying the weather, etc.?
I'm very much enjoying the weather, etc.
Good. What have you been doing? Anything exciting?
Well, I spent all day outside doing some rowing at Henley. And
yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, nice.
We lost the final by a foot.
That's irritating, isn't it? I didn't know you were a rower.
Well, I'm the small one who shouts the cocks.
Oh, that's what we call Cornelius.
Yeah.
For very different reasons. That's very exciting, isn't it?
It was.
So was the foot length loss down to your inadequate shouting? I don't want to place the blame on anyone.
No.
But I'm guessing the cocks gets it when it goes wrong. Am I right?
No, because I did all of the best shouting, because I'm really good at shouting and talking.
Okay.
We just weren't strong enough.
Right.
So not me personally.
So you're blaming your weak team?
Yeah.
Are you? Do you want to single out any one individual and name them?
No, I think it was all eight of them.
Okay.
You said Sarah earlier.
Yeah.
You said, off air, you said Sarah.
Awkward, Sarah, if you're listening. You let everyone down.
Yeah.
All right.
Sarah?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, there isn't actually.
Could you give us an example
of
maybe back
shout.
Off the mic, but give us an example of your cock shouting?
Oh, I'll row along with my wheelie chair.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That's difficult.
Well, I don't know. Well, what sort of thing do you...
Okay, so when we start, you sit at backstops, which is there.
Cornelius
and then you go
on his wheelie chair.
Square blades, full slide, ready, go. Yeah! You nailed it. And then we say things like...
You don't shout very much.
Spring and...
Summer.
Legs and...
Autumn.
Winter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Winter's a really good one, actually.
What did you do on winter?
Winter is just really hard on the legs.
Yeah.
And, you just move that boat along with the winter.
So what's that? Is it like an Oxford and Cambridge style boat? Is that what we're talking?
Yeah.
Like a long...
Exactly.
What
like
are they
that.
Called? Long
an
boat.
Eight.
An eight.
Do you swear when you shout?
Yeah, but you're not supposed to.
Yeah, because on the telly, I remember one year I was watching it. It's the one time I watched it, and this cox was really going for it, like effing and blinding it. I was like,
I go
on, it's ITV.
I once got a time penalty for swearing.
Really?
The other crew complained, saying that I was intimidating.
Right.
But I think that's perfectly reasonable in a sports.
It's a high pressure environment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how long have you been doing this?
9 years.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow. Why didn't you win then? You should have been better at it.
Well, I know. Might go and do the boat race next year, though.
Because Sophie's going to Cambridge University
so
in September.
So watch out, everybody.
Are you?
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you ring in the station while you're on the boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might do a little podcast, so I can come and do a little feature for you.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Will you be, what are you going to be doing at Cambridge?
Psychology and education.
Oh, the easy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so... Mickey Mouse degree, that.
One up from land economy.
Well, look, what an insight. I had no idea. Look, we're going to take traffic and travel, all right? And then we're going to come back with TV reviews. So that's Sophie with us for Work Experience Punditry this afternoon. Can you shout us into the...
Okay.
Rowers into the traffic and travel.
Okay, traffic and travel, ready, go!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Talk. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m, live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
To the McCulloch man, his McCulloch lawnmower is like the finest footballers across Europe coming together to get the job done. And the morning challenge of the tough, unruly grass facing him, that's like the local pub team. Pathetic. He'll cut them down to size long before the midday kickoff. Game over. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
My thing, my abs. They're big on Instagram. Well, they were until I dropped a dumbbell on my phone. Anyway, I need a replacement. 12 megapixel camera for maximum muscle definition. But my budget is lower than my body fat ratio. So, you know what? It's got to be refurb.
Russell's thing. It's clearly a refurbished smartphone from eBay. That's as good as new with 12-month seller warranty. Buy refurbished tech on eBay and save up to 50% versus new. eBay. Find your thing.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Kent, the A21 in Pembrey, slow at Longfield Road, the North Farm roundabout in the roadworks there. Somerset, the M5 southbound, there's a lane closed and queuing traffic due to recovery work after a two-vehicle accident at 26 for Wellington. Congestion still back to 25 for Taunton. Turnhill in Shropshire, the A41 in both directions, partially blocked due to an accident at the A53. And Liverpool, Robson Street in both directions is closed due to an accident between Breckfield Road North and Sleepers Hill. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Alfa Romeo offers uncompromising Italian style, a century of innovation, and a history of racing legends. And now we're offering even more. In addition to our current promotions, you can now receive an extra £500 contribution on selected models across the Alfa Romeo range, but only till June 30th. So visit your local Alfa Romeo dealer now. £500 contribution includes VAT, available on selected stock ordered and registered by June 30th, 2017. T's and C's apply.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Gavin's texted in, by the way. He's joining in Brexit and music on the text in. This is our text in today. Glastonbury on the way, as we know. Also, you know, Brexit on the way as well. Is it going to be a hard Glastonbury or a soft Glastonbury, though? No one knows, are they?
It's, well, it's the weather. Rain on Saturday.
Then it's going to be a very soft Glastonbury, I think. But Gavin has joined in with Brexit and music with simply the Righteous Brothers. You've lost that loving feeling. Which I think works on a couple of levels there. Jeff, Brexit at Tiffany's. Cliff Edge Richards. Hashtag Brexit music from Dave there.
That's very good.
Yeah. So you can join in with that. The lines remain open this afternoon. 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now then, before we talk to Sophie about television, we've been looking at the news. And as you'll be aware, Brexit is only one small facet of it. Quite a lot going on. Theresa May, so much on her plate to deal with at the moment. Of course, there's so much happening. And the problem is then, when the news can't keep up, and it makes it quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it,
which
John.
Which is why we like to help, as you know, by taking the news and, well, analysing it via the medium of Japanese poetry. Are you yawning?
No.
Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Lib Dem leadership. Battle continues. Not that it really matters.
news in haiku. So Sophie is one of our work experience. She is with us today to go through the weekend's television for us. Where we can start, Sophie?
We're going to start with Ackley Bridge, which is on Channel 4. It's a new drama about two schools that are merging together. One was a predominantly Asian and one was mainly white, and they've merged them to create Ackley Bridge College.
All right then. Do we have a clip?
We do indeed.
Of course we do.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so if I sleep with your mate...
She's not my mate.
She's got a headscarf on. Look, if she's found religion...
That scarf don't mean no to her. She's no different to me, even if she thinks she is.
It's going to be impossible. Even for me. Got to be worth a little something if I did manage it.
Fine.
What? For real?
Why not? Can't you handle it?
Wait, Naz... You want to hang out after school?
What?
I would like to take you out. Bring your mate if you like. Alia,
oi. Leave my sister out of this.
I can stick up for myself.
You don't have to come. Invite's for Naz, ain't it?
Is this a joke?
A joke? You think someone fancying you is a joke? Come on, what are you saying, Naz?
She says no.
Is that a sort of, I don't know, a diversity Grange Hill? What are we looking at here?
A little bit, yeah. So you've got the sort of student lives that they're kind of exploring how they're integrating, as well as the teachers. And yeah, it's good. So it's got that kind of edge to it, which is slightly different from your normal school drama, because it's kind of exploring whether it's necessary to integrate schools and in and out of school and how it works. And yeah, it's good. It's handled carefully and sensitively, which is good.
Yeah.
But also, there's nothing sort of boring about it in that sense.
Yes. What sort of time of the night? I mean, when's it on?
Wednesday's 8.
At 8. So it's kind of like prime time.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But before the watershed. Yeah. I don't know whether that's significant. But is that kind of the their drama slot on Channel 4 now? Is that what I'm...
Not particularly. Oh, okay. I think it's kind of... It's sort of... family friendly ish.
Yeah.
So it's not your sort of Sunday night drama, but midweek, slightly lighter than your Sunday.
Right.
I suppose.
Did you liked it though?
Yeah, I thought it was good. It's kind of
Ackley Bridge.
Ackley.
Oh right.
Ackley. Reminds me of Waterloo Road.
Yeah, so it's basically Waterloo Road mixed with Shameless. So it's got a little bit of like a gritty, grimy undertone.
They did a very similar storyline in Waterloo Road where they integrated two schools and one of them was a much classier school than the other one.
Right.
So it sounds like the exact same to me, really, except
they've got a whole series.
Because
they moved
race.
It. They moved Waterloo Road.
Oh, yeah.
Up
well,
north,
no, this was before they moved a whole school to Scotland, including some of the teachers and students.
Can you do that?
No.
So it was they were
clutching at straws at the end of that.
It was no longer in Waterloo Road.
No.
I do remember that.
They still called it Waterloo Road School, but a millionaire who may have been. Someone, I can't remember, came and bought the school and moved it.
What, like when that bloke bought London Bridge and shipped it to America?
Yeah.
Similar sort, and just rebuilt it on the same site.
Yeah.
Thinking it was Tower Bridge when it actually was London Bridge and got it wrong. What a great review of Waterloo Road that was.
Yeah.
But is, and I did think you said Acne, because I thought it was like a teenage thing. So, Ackley Bridge.
Yes.
Right. And is the bridge significant, of course, because they've bridged the communities... together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's no actual bridge involved.
Yet.
Yeah.
So they're also bringing in the Nordic crime thriller The Bridge.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's mixing it all up.
Well, we all know that they get different TV shows and put them together to make new ones.
That's true.
So
it makes entire sense. Yeah. Yes. Perhaps Ant and Dec can present it once Ant's, you know, out.
Mm.
Does the of rehab. How many parts, etc.?
I don't know how many parts exactly, but two are online now.
Okay.
And the rest are on Wednesdays at 8.
All right. Mm-hmm. What else are we reviewing today?
Blind Date. is back.
Ah, now.
As I know you did discuss slightly earlier.
Well, only because it was in the newspaper, yeah. And we were discussing the format of the old blind date, which you'll remember is... Because there was a thing in the paper today about that they've downgraded the prize.
Yes.
Of what blind date used to be. They used to send you abroad on a date, but now they're sending some people just to play table tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the old prize, of course, in the first series, you got to have a threesome with Cilla Black in series one.
That's not true.
And then our Graham would narrate your love. It would voice over your love. I think that was what happened. I didn't really watch it. But anyway, so what now? What of new blind dates?
Well, now...
Yes?
It's Paul O'Grady.
We're doing it with Paul O'Grady?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was a friend of Cilla's, famously.
He was a very close friend of hers, indeed.
Quite a rude euphemism, but all right.
Yes. So, same format, still very classic. Very little has changed, other than they go to do table tennis.
Have they got the slidey thing? The divider, whatever that was.
There's no movement involved in the studio.
Apart from... At all.
So Paul O'Grady just standing rigid.
It's all just statues.
It's all cardboard cutouts.
Hey, it's Channel 5.
Yeah, budget.
It's very budget.
A moving wall. That was the best bit.
But that was the blind bit of it.
I know, but
so what are they hiding in now?
They just have to walk round a little wall.
Channel 5 couldn't afford the wall that moves.
No, it's just some bloke pulling it for you.
Yeah, they can afford
Paul
it.
Paul O'Grady could go around and do it himself. Wow. So, but is it still as awful as it ever was?
Yes.
Or that sort of, what sort of fruit would you be? A banana?
Yes.
I'm appealing.
They did.
Cobblers.
If you were an animal, what would you be? That was one on...
What was the answer?
Someone said a penguin because I always look good in a suit.
It's just crap, isn't it? Just written by some idiot and given to an idiot to say. Nice.
Yeah.
What sort of animal would you be? Oh, I don't know. Why don't we get between the sheets and you'll find I'm a little otter. What? Make any sense?
I think the thing is that it's not cheesy enough to be Take Me Out, but it's too cheesy to be normal. So it just doesn't fit anywhere. It's sort of... floating around and
we don't need it is what you're saying. It didn't need to come back.
Yeah, but I think Paul O'Grady wanted it him to. I don't know. I'm not sure. Apparently, Cilla Black's son asked him to do it.
Do we have a clip?
Yeah, we do.
Great news. Here it comes.
Now look, we have to keep up with tradition here, so I have to start off as it was always started off. What's your name, number one, and where'd you come from?
My name's Ryan and I'm from London.
What do you do, Ryan, for a living?
I'm a sales manager for a professional services association.
Professional services? It's not escorts, is it? Is it?
It's lawyers.
Oh, is it? Oh, God. Apparently, you've put a few of your dates in hospital.
There was one date that I went on, and she mentioned that she was interested in the circus and she had circus-related hobbies. So I thought, interesting, let's find out more. And then she got to sword swallowing, which I thought was rather... different.
In a restaurant?
Yeah,
did she bring her own sword? For God's sake, she could have undone a button on a blouse. You know, that would have done it.
Hey, so he's from London! Did you like it?
I mean, it was an hour.
An hour? Did you used to be on for an hour?
I can't remember.
I thought it was half an hour before or after the Generation game.
Yeah.
That was great.
I mean, it sounds the same.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, I mean, they could have literally lifted the old scripts word for word there, you know, and asked those exact same questions. Oh. Wasn't someone famous on it once? I don't mean Cilla. I mean, like, Amanda Holden, I want to say. Was that right?
Oh, maybe. Wasn't she?
Wasn't Amanda Holden a contestant on Blind Date?
Before she...
It's where she met Les Dennis, I think.
No, it's not.
He's the other side.
Yeah, in 1991, when she was 19 years old.
There we go. I knew that was a thing. Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway,
I can't elaborate on it.
I've got nothing else. That's all I had on that.
Well, that was it. It was an hour, and yeah. But if you liked it before, you'll like it now.
I didn't.
Then you won't like
it. No, I won't. Who's it for?
I was a big fan of the moving
wall. The people
wall.
Who like it. It's to reminisce and think of all the great times of the 90s.
Was it great, though, ever?
I don't know. The last one was 14 years ago. Fun fact.
Was there ever anybody who stayed together after a blind date?
Oh, yeah, people got married.
Did they?
Cilla used to go to the wedding. She went to a couple blind date weddings.
Did she?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they right?
I don't know if they're still together.
No, I don't know.
I haven't followed the marriages.
But to be fair, Scylla would have gone to the wedding because part of their prize was that Scylla was involved on the wedding night. He just said that. I've just been talking about this. finally, she's Sophie.
Finally, yes. Is Frankie Boyle's New World Order show, which is on BBC Two.
Mm.
New series, Fridays at 10.
Yep.
It's good.
Here's a clip.
Yep.
But just the speed at which all of that has changed is sort of amazing, isn't it? That UKIP got a 13% vote share just 2 years ago and now barely managed to get 2%.
They're now sort of the Lord Bucketheads of racism. Anyway, to clarify what we're talking about here, nobody doubts that if Theresa May had won a majority, she would have torn up our human rights while rising slowly into the air like Magneto. But she didn't. And now she looks like a cat that knows it's dying. The only significant difference between her and someone who thinks they are Prime Minister on a psychiatric ward is a salary.
And that's a clip from Frankie Boyle's New World Order. Now, I like Frankie Boyle. Ordinarily, mm-hmm. as a stand-up, but I did see one episode of this, and I don't know, it felt like it had been a bit diluted for me, because all I want to hear is Frankie Boyle doing Frankie Boyle things, and not sort of, you know, a panel of guests doing the thing that they, you know, and it just felt a little bit, anyone could have done it sort of thing, whereas I'd rather just see Frankie Boyle do some stand-up if it were me.
I agree. I think he has his thing, and he sort of wasn't allowed to do his thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it came across.
His TV appearances have been checkered due to controversy, of course, which might be part of the reason. But you saw it, Cornelius, as well.
I've seen one of the episodes, but I actually went to see Frankie do some warm-up, do a warm-up for this show, so yeah. Testing out jokes. And some of the jokes are great. That he said there, but it doesn't look like they're making it to the end.
No, you imagine this. There'll be, given the times we live in now, when people are taking offence and so on, there will be an entire committee of people tasked with taking jokes from Frankie Boyle and rendering them unbroadcast.
I did find as well that when I went to see Frankie live, it was only a few weeks ago, he was a lot more sort of, he's not known for being animated, but a tiny bit more than he is on this show. I think he's quite a bit too downbeat, especially to front a show as well. So he sort of, it opens and it's him doing a monologue, but it's, oh, hello, and it's very slow and quiet, and you're just like, this is making me sleepy.
Right.
That's it's also it's very obvious he's reading from a script.
Well, that's odd, because he doesn't need to do that.
No, and because I didn't like that.
Right, so he's auto-cue and all that kind of stuff, which is odd, because he's a comedian, so why would you need to?
Yeah.
Well, look, we're out of time, Sophie.
That's fine.
But very quickly, Cornelius
There's
has got a little bit of a...
celebrities who have been on Blind Date, who launched their career on Blind Date. Nikki Graham.
Who?
Who went on to be Big Brother and often goes on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show.
I don't know who they
are. I think
she was the one that... Who is
I mean,
she?
You just said the words launched their career and then followed it up with goes on to appear on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show, which I'm...
The next two are a bit better. Jenny Faulkner, does Good Morning Britain and GMTV, and I think she's on Heart Radio now. And finally, the Irish comedian Ed Byrne went on it.
Ed Byrne?
Yeah. Yeah. It says on this article by The Sun here, the Scottish comedian.
Yeah.
He's Irish.
Yeah.
He's best known for his panel and stand-up shows. But he actually first appeared on Blind Date. Sadly, his humour didn't impress the lovely lady and he wasn't picked for a date.
Right. Oh. So he didn't get the with Scylla.
No.
Interesting. Anyway, thank you for that. Blind Date update.
Blind update,
if you like, and thank you. Yes, Sophie, thank you very much for coming in. As ever. In the next bit of the programme, well, the big debate at 3, of course. We will also have a pre-Glastonbury tent buying game for you of band or tent after 3:30. Other stuff there. Right, the news is on the way next. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
If you won on Lotto, what would you get your mum?
I think the best thing for my mum would be to have her family around her all the time. So I'd probably use some modern technology to try and duplicate all those kids so she can have us around her all the time. Because that's what's most important to her, is being with us. I'd clone us all, yeah. I don't think the mall's ready for that, actually.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4 p.m, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
I always had a short attention span. Could barely sit through a cartoon, let alone a maths class. I knew a 9-to-5 was never for me, so I joined the Navy. They trained me to focus when it really matters, turn my weaknesses to strengths. Last year I was losing ground at school, now I'm gaining it all. Skills, qualifications, a future. Me, Danny, born in Scarborough, made in the Royal Navy. Start your journey. Search Made in the Royal Navy.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after three, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news for you now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, terror at London Mosque. More deaths confirmed after tower fire. And Brexit talks are underway.
Talk Radio.
It's been revealed a 48-year-old man arrested over a terror attack in North London was not known to security services. Seven people are still in hospital after a van was driven into pedestrians near mosques in Finsbury Park. A man's died, but police say it's too early to state whether his death is a result of the attack. Tufik Kasimi is chief executive of the nearby Muslim Welfare House. He's told Talk Radio the local community is horrified.
Surely there is fear. You can't say there is not fear, but we have to deal with it. We have to reassure people that UK is always safe. It has been. We've been peaceful community working in harmony with everybody, and it should remain so.
Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick says it was clearly an attack on Muslims. She says Scotland Yard is taking measures to reassure worshippers.
It does nothing other than strengthen our resolve to get out there, prevent attacks and protect our communities. And the people in the Muslim communities attending prayers will see their police protecting them in the coming days and nights.
As a minute's silence has been held for the victims of the Grenfell Tower fire, the number of people who died or are missing, presumed dead, has risen to 79. Police say the death toll could still change, but not as significantly as in the last few days. Negotiations on the UK leaving the EU are underway in Brussels. The Brexit Secretary David Davis has told the European Commission there's more that unites us than divides us. And Dec says Ant McPartland will be touched by all the support from fans after his co-presenter was checked into rehab and is getting help for depression, alcohol and substance abuse.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's okay.
Thanks very much for that.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Just in case you hadn't finished.
I had.
All right. Weather?
Yeah.
Here it is. There's some weather and here's what it is.
Talk Radio, national weather.
It's national weather as well.
Yeah, hot and sunny for many, highs of 33 degrees.
33?
Yeah, that's what I've been saying all day.
I wasn't listening. But thanks. 33 degrees, wow.
Yeah. Hot.
Thanks.
Last night it was hotter than in Istanbul during the day.
Yes, I heard you say that.
Oh, you did listen to that bit.
I did hear that bit, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Right. What was that noise you make when you sweat again?
Bam.
Yeah, okay. Weird. Right, here's Ben.
You're weird.
you're weird.
No, it's true, you are weird.
Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Bayern Munich have made the unusual move of declaring themselves out of the running to sign Cristiano Ronaldo. Meanwhile, TalkSport have been told that Ronaldo's determination to leave Real Madrid is totally unrelated to accusations he's avoided paying tax in Spain, accusations the Portuguese denies. Spanish football journalist Graham Hunter told TalkSport Ronaldo's decision is purely based on football.
Over and above and separate to any tax accusations. That's an absolute fact. And at the moment, it means it's legitimate for Paris Saint-Germain or Arsenal or Inter Milan or indeed Manchester United to try and buy him because the time has never been more fertile.
England under 21 boss Eddie Boothroyd's branded this evening's European Championship Group A clash with Slovakia as must win. His side's opener with Sweden ended goalless. Finally, the British and Irish Lions appear close to full fitness for this weekend's first test with New Zealand. The Lions play their final warm-up match before the test get underway tomorrow morning against the Chiefs. TalkSport 2 will bring you full live commentary. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by pre-recorded Ben. Thank you, Ben, and your pre-recording skills. Now, you're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. We're going to do the big debate next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In fact, we're going to do the big debate now. So over the weekend then, it transpired that either Ant and or Deck, out of off of Ant and or Deck, to give them their full names, Antichrist and December, has been taking away more on a Saturday night and other nights than might well be good for him. Now, of course, he's been contrite and admitted that he needs help. And fair play to him, and that's played out pretty well with people coming down on his side and saying what a commendable thing he's done for being honest about it. And I think that's absolutely true. But to be fair to him and any celebrity caught out in a tabloid booze-held drug sting, that is exactly the kind of deal that has to be cut behind the scenes. If they're told, we're running this story about you, do you want to comply in order to come out of it looking better than you will? If you don't comply with it, and Ant clearly has agreed to do this, and there's a story about a man's druggy booze showbiz life becomes a story of contrition and apologising to fans. That's how this kind of thing works, is what I'm trying to say. Leave the star to sweat it a bit, and not just because of the druggy booze, but then they have no choice but to go along with that story via a deal between their PR representatives and newspaper editors. 'Twas always thus. Now, on the line, having called Talk Radio, is Talk Radio listener Kevin. Good afternoon, Kevin. Thank you for calling Talk Radio. Hello to you.
Afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you, Kevin. Now, you were listening to me say that then, and one of the words I said in there was sweat, and appropriately for a hot day, you think it's time to say no more sweating. Stop the sweating. End of sweating.
Yes, please. Please get rid of the sweats, because I can't take it no more, man.
Right.
I've had enough.
Right.
I'm sweating like a pig out here right now. The only reason I'm out here now is because my mum won't let me back in the house to make any more phone calls in the house.
Right.
So, if you could wrap this up quick, I'd appreciate it, man.
Right. Well, let me just take you back to the you said you're sweating like a pig, right?
Like a gutted pig, like a roast pig.
Right. But how much does a pig sweat in your experience?
Quite a lot.
Right.
They've always got a glisten on them, haven't they?
A glisten,
And if I'm honest, I mean, I've got a glisten on me right now, and I'm not particularly happy about it.
But what is it about sweating that you think should see people thrown in jail? I mean, it's almost involuntary. So are you calling for sweating to be a voluntary act?
Well, yeah, if they want to do it, do it, you know. But
yeah.
Me, personally, I can't really do it.
Right.
Because what I've decided to do is cover myself in, like, super glue.
Right,
and
yeah.
And that kind of closes the pores, makes me no sweat no more, you know. So, but it's not really working because it's sweating.
But you're sweating into the glue. Yeah, well, I understand that. Well, just hold the line for me, Kevin. Well, you can't let go, clearly.
I can't let go, no.
Glued yourself to the phone. I want to bring in Gareth. Hello, good afternoon, Gareth.
Hiya.
Now, look, Kevin is anti-sweating, although he can't help it. We've just learned this. But thinks that anyone who sweats should be jailed. He thinks it should be voluntary, not involuntary. What do you think, Gareth?
I love it.
You love sweating, all right.
I love the sweat. It's nature's lubricant.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to go in dry, my love.
No.
Like, John, I know you go to the same gentleman's sauna that I frequent. I think I've seen you peeping through the glory hole, you cheeky devil. But quite often, my sessions down there get quite sweaty, you know, in the sauna. And it quite often turns into a bit of a wrestling session with some of the lads down there.
Right.
And, you know, as I said, you don't want to go in dry. You need the sweat there in order to lose.
Yes, but hang on a minute. Let's talk about this in broad terms. Because there is an issue, right, with sweating. And I'm not saying, you know, Kevin's right. There is an anti-sweating lobby. There are people who disagree with it. And that's fine. Everybody is allowed to have their opinion, you know, and people who try to politicise the act of sweating and so on and so forth. And that's only to be expected in the current climate we live in. But what if we took the sweat, Kevin, and we channeled it for the greater good? So everyone sweats, right? And what is sweat? It's moisture, isn't it? What if we collected it?
It's human juice, yes.
What if we collected that and then we could drink it like juice to replace that lost moisture? It could save lives, Kevin.
Yeah, well, where do you stop, man? Where do you stop? You'll be drinking your own urine next, and that's just disgusting.
Well, there's a question. All right, then.
I don't know about that. I mean, like, John, I think it's a good idea to collect up the sweat of people. I mean, I'm an avid collector of juices, and I quite often go on Twitter and speak to celebrities, and I pester them into sending me vials of their own sweat.
Yeah. There's a black market of that kind of thing. I mean, at the moment, yeah. I'm looking at the website now, celebritysweat.com. I can tell you that Ant's sweat has now gone to the top of that, the cost of that chart. Well, exactly, it's gone to the top of the sweat chart.
It's 90% proof.
Other people's not so much. Theresa May's sweat, she's sweating quite a lot at the moment, given all the pressure she's under. That's number two. It's a commodity. And what I'm saying is, should we not take people's sweat, right? And not just people, but animals as well, maybe, if indeed they do sweat. Then we could use it, we could irrigate crops, couldn't we? You could gather up, it's just moisture. If you scrape it off and put it in a jar or a watering can, surely you could use that as to irrigate dry crop areas.
Exactly, and you know, the dry crop areas around my Speedos can often get quite abrasive.
Right. Let's talk about your Speedos. Yeah, I'm talking about bigger issues here than your tiny Speedo. I'm talking about, you know, great swathes of Africa, right? Companies that are drought blighted. And if we could ship enough sweat over there, would it? That's my question. Would it not?
Do they not sweat themselves? Can they not set up their own irrigation system?
Well, this is the question that people are asking. All right, so why not collect sweat from everybody and just ship it to where sweat is needed? Now, in this country, we don't need it. You know, we don't need that sweat, do we?
And why? It's the trials they did in Sweatland, isn't it?
No, the trials.
Did they do the trials in Sweatland where they were trying to irrigate the lands with their own body juices?
No, you're confusing that with the trials they used to do in Sweden. Of course, sweat is the body's own air conditioning system. It's its coolant, isn't it? That's what it does. So, and of course, the question that people are asking in this weather is, should we be working, you know, on the notion that offices like the one you and I work in, and I'm not talking to either of you there because you phoned a radio station in the afternoon. You're clearly unemployed. But the idea is that the office should offices be made of skin? That's the question, because then they would sweat naturally. You'd save money on air conditioning. It's better for the environment, isn't it? You know, in Sweden, these trials, all the offices in Sweden are now made out of human skin and animal skin, and they sweat naturally, and it keeps the offices cool. Is that a I think it's a good idea in theory
because that's the way that the system works. But yeah. Imagine trying to deodorize large areas of skin on the walls. It's going to smell like one of the saunas that I go to.
Yeah.
That's a full-time job there, right there. I mean, you're creating jobs, I guess, for people.
Yes.
Who wants to go around, you know, shaving? Is it shaving? You'd probably have to shave it as well, wouldn't you?
It depends which bit of skin you use, but you're right. And then, but people, it's like painting the fourth bridge. Obviously, there are a team of people going around applying deodorant to the walls and ceilings and floors of the office to stop it smelling. But yes, that's job creation, isn't it? And it's worked very well in Sweden, is what I'm saying.
But the problem is, though, the problem is in this country, no one's going to really want to go for that. And
well, would you work in an office made of skin, Gareth?
I'd love to. I mean, I love the smell of skin.
Yeah.
And, and if it's sweating, all the better.
Well, there you go. But, Kevin, you would not?
No. I wouldn't do that. No.
All right.
How long is it going to take to steer this conversation around to the inevitable testicle question?
Yeah. I don't know about that name.
I was avoiding
Come
it.
Come on.
Let's instead look at the history of sweating, shall we? Now, sweat was first brought back to this country by Sir Francis Drake, who brought back, of course, famously tobaccos, potatoes, and sweat. And he rubbed some of it on Queen Victoria, didn't he, when he came back? And she liked it. She liked the smell of it. And thus, she popularised it. And that's why we all now sweat, because Queen Victoria started that tradition. So without her, we wouldn't necessarily sweat. So we've got her to thank in many ways.
I would personally thank Francis Drake. If he hadn't anointed the Queen with his musk, we would never have had the sweat that I enjoy on a day-to-day basis.
Well, that's right. So,
well, I've never been a royalist, so I think that's probably why, because a lot of us sweat too much, and all the world sweat is a horrible, horrible thing. I mean, I know they can make some money out of that, but I'm not...
I just want to bring in this just food for thought for you, really, here. Just have a listen to... have a listen to this. Yeah, that's somebody who wants a girl to sweat till she can sweat no more. But if you want to, if you want to get rid of sweat, which is what you're saying, Kevin, you're going to end up with this. Is that what you want?
Well, you should place the word with sandwiches. Everyone's happy.
Girl, I want to make you sandwiches.
Yeah, sing that.
Till you can't sandwich no more.
Sing that for us.
When you cry out. Okay, girl, I want to make you sandwiches. Sandwiches till you can't sandwich no more. And when you cry out, I'm going to make you some more.
What sort of sandwiches would you make for this girl who can't sweat?
It's her choice, really.
How should you swallow the sandwich? Surely saliva is like an internal sweat juice. How's she going to masticate?
What?
How's she going to masticate the sandwich? But surely saliva is an internal sweat.
You just force it down the throat.
You're just opening up the debate into a different area there. Maybe we'll talk about saliva another day. In fact, we probably will. It's quite a good idea. I'll write that one down. Anyway, listen, thank you very much. That's an interesting debate, isn't it? Do we need sweat? I mean, it's the right time to ask, given the weather at the moment. But we live in post-Brexit Britain. The Brexit negotiations started today. You know, do we need sweat? We've got upper crust baguettes now at train stations and babies. Why do we need sweat? Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Gareth?
Clammy.
Thank you. Kevin?
Moist.
There we go. What do you think? Get in touch. That's what they think. They're Talk Radio listeners, obviously. So get in touch. Let us know what you think. Do we need sweat in this day and age, or would you voluntarily stop that yourself? 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's the afternoons, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
There's no need to scream and shout if there's a U-bend that needs straightening out.
There's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark. There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah, it lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In South Yorkshire, we have one lane closed due to a broken down car. That's on the M1 northbound around Junction 31. In Cheshire, we have one lane blocked. Very slow traffic there. That is due to a broken down car. That's on the M6 northbound to Junction 16 and Junction 17. In Somerset, we have very slow traffic due to an earlier accident. That's on the M5 southbound. That's at Junction 26. And in Conwy, the A470, that is closed in both directions. Queuing traffic there. That is due to a serious accident. A tractor involved between the A5 and Ben R Road. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Pump up your mobile, people. Plus, they have an amazing £5 plan now with double everything. 1 gig of data, 500 minutes, 1,000 texts for a fiver. That mobile's got more welly than a wet weekend at Glastonbury. Pick from a range of new 4G SIM-only plans on flexible 30-day contracts. Visit plus.net/mobile today. PlusNet, we'll do you proud.
Standard UK minutes and texts, UK use only, roaming excluded. Prices may change. Rolling monthly contract offer ends 4th of July. Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So the big debate is available as a podcast. A daily one, no less, in case you wanted to subscribe to it. And the back catalogue of Big Debate, since we began the Big Debate, as a Big Debate style feature, is also available, should you wish. And you'll find that podcast at the following: talkradio.co.uk, or you could use iTunes, which is more...
Any of the podcast platforms, I believe.
Any of the... It's on all of the podcast platforms.
I believe so.
How very modern of us. There's also a regular podcast, of course, which comes out every Friday with the least worst bits of this show on it. But that was a big debate. Of course, do we need sweat, do we, in post-Brexit Britain? Let's be honest. It's... You know, we live in difficult times, and that, you know, we've got upper crust baguettes now and babies. So why do we need sweat? Cornelius, have some reactions been coming in by any chance? Are there any reactions coming in?
Yes, John, I think we should keep sweat, absolutely.
Yep.
I'm going to start a sweatshop to buy a litre of perspiration.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's coming from Heady.
That's very much indeed. We didn't really touch on that, but absolutely, of course, the people calling for the closure of these sweatshops where you can buy sweat. Mm. I mean, do you want, or would you rent sweat? I mean, what, you know, given the choice, would you buy, because, you know, it's difficult to get on the sweat ladder, you know, and the price now of a litre of sweat is more than a barrel of oil.
Really?
Yes. So whether or not you would perhaps rent, I mean, get in touch, let us know.
It doesn't grow on trees, John.
No. And it is expensive as a commodity. But maybe you would may want to see the closure of sweatshops and... this is, let's be clear, the ethics of a sweatshop, of course, is where a child, often in terrible conditions, hot conditions, which actually helps, but in terrible conditions, get paid next to nothing to sweat into buckets, which of course is then sold to sweat enthusiasts.
Mm. And sweaters.
People who, as they call them, yes, mm. And people who want to buy sweat. Or, as I say, would you rent sweat? I mean, let us do get in touch with your thoughts. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, one person who may well be sweating, see the segue.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Is David Davis, for he is our Brexit secretary. And today, as you will know, if you've been following the news at all, or certainly part of it, is the day when he has to go and begin those negotiations, which could take about 2 years. That's a long meeting, I'll be honest with you. He's sitting in Brussels. He's gone to Brussels to open those negotiations today. But in many ways, it's been called unprecedented. It's been called historic, an historic occasion. It's been called that a lot by the news today, and it is. You know, this is the last time negotiations of these sort happened with us and Europe was perhaps the war. So what we thought we'd do, really, is send him off with a rousing speech, if you will. Because, you know, he's gone there essentially to battle for Britain. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, and it's going to be difficult.
It won't be easy.
You know, and I luckily I have in my hand a piece of paper. Right, just to help him on his way. Because I think at a time like this, Britain needs speech. I have myself full confidence that if all do their duty, if nothing is neglected, and if the best arrangements are made, as they are being made, we shall prove ourselves once again able to defend our island's laws, to ride out the storm of Brexit and outlive the menace of Jean-Claude Juncker, if necessary for years, if necessary alone. And that is what we are going to try to do as a nation. That is the resolve of His Majesty's government. Every man of them. That is the will of Parliament, even though that's technically not formed yet till Wednesday. And just about half the nation who voted for it. The Conservative and DUP government, linked together in their cause and in their need, will defend to the death their native soil, aiding each other like good comrades to the utmost of their strength. And even though large tracts of Europe and many old and famous states have fallen or may fall into the grip of the EU and all the odious apparatus of bureaucracy, we shall not flag nor fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight in Brussels, specifically. We shall fight on with the fisheries. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. And we shall defend our Brexit island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on legislation pertaining to the common agricultural policy. We shall fight on the single market and the single currency. We shall fight in the fields of the European Commission. We shall fight the curvature of bananas. We shall never surrender. And even if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated, starving, or lacked a clear majority in the House of Commons, then our allies beyond the seas, armed and ruled by the orange tyrant Donald Trump, would carry on the struggle until in God's good time, the old Britain, with its power and might, steps forth to rescue and bring the liberation of the new. Just as soon as we can find out what Brexit actually means. Sort of channeled Winston Churchill there. I thought I'd maybe if David Davis is listening to this.
I think he is.
On his app. On the Talk Radio app. He's probably waiting to go into a meeting right now to argue Britain's case for Brexit. And if he does listen to Talk Radio, and I know he does, then he will have heard that.
He'll be all pumped up.
He will. That will have stirred within him a patriotic pride, I think. Just like when Churchill did it. And I think my version of that will probably go down in history much the same way as Winston's. Mm. So, and that, I think that will have zhuzhed him up.
Do you want a Brexit pun quickly? Brexit music pun.
We're doing Brexit music puns this afternoon because of Brexit and then Glastonbury. Yes, please.
Mr. Biscuit says, racist and mother down. Racist mother down.
Mother down. So there we are. If you listen to that, David Davis, then I do hope that helps. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, with Glastonbury also in mind, we will be bringing you a game of band or tent. A lot of people are buying their tents this week to go to Glastonbury, of course. And let's face it, the situation everywhere in Britain is pretty tense at the moment as well. So it all ties in. Band or tent is what we're going to be having a go on. And we'll be bringing you bonus news very shortly indeed. But now it is 3:30. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes and Victoria has the latest for you.
Talk Radio.
The Metropolitan Police Commissioner says a terror attack on people near a mosque in North London was quite clearly targeting Muslims. A white man who was restrained by members of the public has been questioned on suspicion of attempted murder following the van attack in Finsbury Park in the early hours. Tufik Kasimi is from the Muslim Welfare House. He's told Talk Radio the imam urged people not to harm the attacker.
He wants to break the cycle of violence. What will you achieve by killing this man? Some member from the people passing by were trying to harm this guy, but the imam contained him until police came and took him away.
The number of people who died or are presumed dead after the tower block fire in West London has risen to 79. Scotland Yard says the total may still change. A minute's silence was held this morning for the victims. Brexit talks are officially underway, almost a year since the UK voted to pull out of Europe. David Davis, who's representing British interests, admits there'll be challenging times ahead. The entire process is supposed to be completed within around 18 months. Russia has condemned the US for shooting down a Syrian Air Force fighter jet yesterday, calling it an act of aggression. The American military confirmed one of its planes took down the aircraft after it dropped bombs near Syrian Democratic Forces, who are partners of the US. And it was hotter in parts of the UK overnight than it was in Istanbul during the day yesterday. Temperatures at London City Airport hit 24 Celsius at midnight. Unions are urging firms to relax workplace dress codes to help staff cope with the heatwave. The weather, a muggy night for many tonight. Lows of 9 in Scotland, but around 20 in southern England. Hot and sunny again tomorrow, highs of 28. There's more in half an hour.
I commend you.
Why?
Well, on your internationalism there, because it's rare to hear, I think, when it is hot in this country, what are the things that happen? What do you get, right? A, you get, on the front of the papers, you get a picture of, and I'm paraphrasing, and it's their word, some lovelies on the beach, don't you?
Yes.
You get that, someone wearing a bikini on the beach in Brighton or something. That always happens in the papers. You also get a picture, a wide shot of a beach, mm-hmm. loads of people on it going, ooh, phew, it's a scorcher, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You also get, it's hotter in this country than insert name of country here. Now, ordinarily, that they do Ibiza, the Caribbean or whatever, but Istanbul, you don't hear that one very often.
Well, it's hot usually there.
Yeah, I know,
but a lot of the time.
I know, but
also they always say scorchio, don't they?
They do say scorchio.
Yeah.
But I've not heard Istanbul used in the context of sort of temperature share it. You know, I you don't get that. So I wanted to commend you for that, because you haven't gone for the obvious.
Thank you.
But why did you go for Istanbul? Out of interest?
Because it's warm. Also, it's hotter than Italy today.
So
as
you
well.
Could have gone Italy?
Yeah.
Which is fine, but I just am interested in why you chose Istanbul, given that that's not the normal one to go for. That's all. I'm just saying it's a good thing. Because you could have said Caribbean.
Well, I haven't checked the Caribbean.
Oh. Did you just look at Istanbul because it was the first one that came up? Is that what happened?
Can you go away
now? Okay, just saying. I mean, you could have said, you know, it's hotter than the Ross Ice Shelf. Because
what?
Well, Antarctica is very cold there.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do that comparison. If it was a cold day here, then you would do that as a comparison.
Well, you wouldn't.
If it was colder here than there,
it's not.
So no one would ever use that.
All right, but I'm just thinking Istanbul's an interesting.
Okay, thanks for that analysis.
Excellent. Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, there is more in half an hour. But Victoria's very busy today, as you'd understand, so she's going to go back to the office now and do some proper work. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, go on then. So that's what Victoria's got to do, because she's just very busy. But that doesn't stop us bringing you bonus news. And what is it?
It's animal news.
Right, animal news. But Victoria's not going to do it today because, as I say, she's got lots to do. But it's all right because Argos Victoria is here.
Hello.
And it's Cornelius. And he's going to bring us animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Now, I should explain for those just tuning in for the first time why we've got animal news. It's because the bulletins that are the actual news bulletins are shorter than they used to be. We have to make the time up, and we do that by bringing you animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days, just to bring you up to date in everything animal, vegetable or mineral. And Cornelius has it now.
A drunk farmer has started a fight with his own pig, but died after having three fingers and his privates bitten off.
Whoa, what?
In Mexico. The man, known only as Miguel, is alleged to have returned home drunk from a party and somehow began fighting with the pig, which he kept in his home. The animal managed to bite his testicles and sever three fingers of his right hand, the paper claimed, and he was rushed to hospital.
Well, he would be.
However, although the incident has been widely reported in local media, the details have not been independently verified, and no news sites have run an image of Miguel. So those stories have been running sans Miguel.
Have you been drinking?
No, he had. The Dogs Trust are hunting for a bilingual owner to give Caleb a home after discovering he didn't respond to English commands. German Shepherd Caleb was trained by Polish owners before they gave him up. Dogs Trust found him hard to train before realised he didn't understand English. They have now taught him English commands but want him to live in a Polish-speaking household.
Right.
It's a bit racist.
You don't think... Is it? You don't think about that, do you, with dogs speaking... And other animals responding to different languages, because, but of course, if they're trained in those languages, that stands to reason. But I thought dogs just spoke dog. So I didn't realise.
What do you mean, what, like, just like... Yeah, but you speak to... You have a dog.
Yes.
Do you tell it to sit?
Yes, but I think it's more tonal than the actual word, is my point. What's German...
Also, it's
what's
a lot of,
Polish for sit? Or German for sit?
He's a Polish... Well, it's very confusing. It says it's
German
a German shepherd.
But he's Polish.
It's a Polish shepherd.
Yeah.
Sorry? What's Polish for sit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
Why would you expect me to know that?
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well,
I thought you would have researched
dogs,
the story.
No. With the dogs, yeah. Don't you do hand signals as well for dogs to command them?
Well, I think you
can. So I know that that sort of holding the back of your hand slightly curved does mean sit. Dogs will understand.
Well, only if you've trained them to understand
that. Yeah, well, that's universal. Don't need language for that.
Yeah, well... But I think my view is that it's more tonal. The music from it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start that again.
Well, John, I don't think you should disagree with the Dogs Trust, as we know them quite well. We
yeah,
know they are the dogs experts.
They are.
So
dog experts.
The dog experts.
They are, and that's fine. But I would have. Okay, I've learned something. Whatever Polish for sit is corrected.
Some parts of Africa are being affected by a pest known as the fall armyworm, John.
The what?
The fall armyworm. Fall as in F-A-L-L armyworm.
Fall armyworm, right.
Yes, but it's not a worm despite its name. It's actually a hungry caterpillar that is eating crops. It's a big problem for farmers because it's eating maize and other crops which people depend on for food, John.
Yeah.
What's making it worse is it's a new pest, and so farmers and the government don't know how to get rid of it. For more information, head to the Newsround website where I found that story.
So... It's not a worm.
It's not a worm. It's a very hungry caterpillar.
Well, this is interesting, isn't it? Because
aren't there books on that?
There are books on that, but there are other instances, right, of animal trickery like that, right? Because I don't know whether you're aware of this program, BJ and the Bear, right? So what happens in that? Right, that was a program that was on sort of probably in the late 80s, maybe, and it was on Saturday nights on ITV, and it was about a truck driver called BJ and his best friend Bear. And there's a theme song, B.E.J.
Okay.
McKay, yeah, and his best friend, Bear.
I understand.
But here's the thing, and like you were talking about there, right? Bear wasn't a bear.
Okay, so that was just his name.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't a bear. It was a chimpanzee.
Oh.
Called Bear.
I fully comprehend and understand that information, therefore it doesn't need to be repeated.
I don't know. I don't think you get the...
No, I do. I couldn't have made that clearer.
If there's a worm that's not a worm and he's a caterpillar, albeit a very hungry one, like from the novels... The thing about Bear...
From the documentary BJ.
And the bear. It wasn't a bear, it was a chimpanzee. So
yes,
it wasn't.
I told you, I comprehended that information.
He had a name of a different animal as his God-given name. And that was confusion over that.
I do get that.
So BJ, the bear, was a chimpanzee.
I get that.
In Tarzan, he had a chimpanzee called Cheetah. It wasn't a cheetah. It was a chimpanzee called Cheetah. Music's run out.
That's fine. I think we were finished there anyway, weren't we?
Animal news.
And just to be clear,
Marcus has just tweeted us. I'm going to block him from the system.
I'm a touch confused. Is a bear a caterpillar? Is bear a caterpillar or a worm? Right, no. BJ McKenna, right. He drove around in a truck, but his sidekick, if you will, right? It was an actual chimpanzee called Bear. He wouldn't have driven around with a worm or a caterpillar. That's stupid, isn't it? Because if it was a hungry caterpillar, it'd eaten through his seat and his lorry engine. So, just to be clear, Marcus, the chimpanzee was called Bear. Is that the end of animal news?
Yes. Animal news.
There'll be more
animal news
in 3 days' time.
Tomorrow, vegetable news.
News.
Still to come on the programme, Glastonbury is about to occur, of course. You know that. It's coming next weekend. So a lot of people out and about trying to buy a tent at the last minute. So we're going to play a game of band or tent, because who knew tents have brand names? Well, I did, because I looked it up. Band or tent on the way here on Talk Radio next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m, live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Work doesn't end because you're not there. It's always 9 a.m. somewhere. There's always a call to take, and business doesn't sleep even when you do. E-Receptionist lets you step outside the office and balance work with life. With E-Receptionist, calls can be directed to a landline or your mobile. So wherever you are, you're local. And with our unique app, you can dial out from your landline number with your mobile. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Cancel within 30 days to avoid charges.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cumbria, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle and recovery work. That's on the M6 northbound between junction 37 and junction 38. In Greater Manchester, one lane closed, slow traffic there due to a broken down car. That's on the M60 clockwise between junction 10 and junction 11. In Cheshire, we have slow traffic and one lane blocked. That's due to a tyre on the road. It's on the M6 northbound between junction 18 and junction 19. And in Conwy, the A470, that's closed in both directions. Queuing traffic there due to a serious accident. That's between the A5 and Ben R Road. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Pump up your mobile, people. Plus, they'll have an amazing £5 plan now with double everything. 1 gig of data, 500 minutes, 1,000 texts for a fiver. That mobile's got more welly than a wet weekend at Glastonbury. Pick from a range of new 4G SIM-only plans on flexible 30-day contracts. Visit plus.net/mobile today. PlusNet, we'll do you proud.
Standard UK minutes and texts, UK use only, roaming excluded. Prices may change. Rolling monthly contract offer ends 4th of July. Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Sam Delaney with you this afternoon from 4 o'clock here on Drive, of course. Now, a lot of news around today. Brexit negotiations have started. We've just been hearing about how Russia have said they would target US coalition planes, and this is in retaliation for the US shooting down a Syrian jet. Well, the whole thing of last night's Finsbury Park incident, of course, still reverberating, as you'd expect it to. There's so much in the news. A lot of people talking about the run-up to Glastonbury as well. So much going on. I mean, it's all very, very, very complicated.
No, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, Cornelius, it's all right, because we're here to help, of course. We know the news is complicated. We know each day it gets more difficult to comprehend, and we are here... well, to help, as I say, and we do that by taking current affairs and, well, sort of, I suppose, blending them into a Japanese poetry smoothie, in a way. It's five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. And, well, we present the news in the form of haikus.
Hotter than the Bahamas, so cancel all your holidays.
The news in haikus. Also hotter than Istanbul, of course, as we learned earlier with Victoria. Right, shall we play today's game of band or tent? Oh, I rather think we should, because Glastonbury is on the way, of course. The weather report for the weekend at Glastonbury, rain, apparently. So why they didn't move Glastonbury back a weekend, so it was this weekend when it was hot, I've got no idea. These people are idiots.
That's only one report.
Call yourself an organiser of a festival. Move it to when the weather's nice. What are you doing? Let's meet Rohit. Hello, Rohit.
Hello.
How the heck are you, Rohit?
I'm pretty good. It's real warm over here, so I'm pretty happy.
It's warm. Where are you, Rohit?
I'm in Birmingham at the moment.
Birmingham, so it's warm in Birmingham. Well, that's it's warm countrywide, we think, Rohit, actually. Is it? You're going to Glastonbury, Rohit, at all? Are you going? Good news. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got your tent sorted? That's the first question, Rohit.
I don't yet, actually. I'm just moving out of uni, so I've got to pack all my stuff and get home and then buy all my stuff at Glastonbury.
Well, that's going to be a busy week for you, isn't it?
It really is.
Right, so so you're going to go tent shopping. What sort of thing are you going to be looking for, Rohit, just out of interest?
Something that works, something that's waterproof, because apparently it's going to rain. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what we've just been hearing.
I know.
Have you been before? I mean, are you a seasoned festival hand, Rohit?
Not really. I'm just... This is my first proper one, actually.
Is it?
And I'm going, wow. Yeah, it's a big one.
It is, it is.
Yeah, all my mates went after sixth one, but I was away at the time, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, I'm going to just very quickly, because we're going to play the game, but very quickly, Cornelius here in the studio,
Hi,
who you'll be playing against in a moment in the game. But you're going, advice would you have for Rohit there, for Glasgow?
Well, due to the weather, I'd argue that you only need a single sheet tent, so it is just the one.
No, hang on, because if it's going to rain, you need a double skin.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to rain that much. And I think you're better off having a less insulated tent in this weather because it'll be too hot.
So I say buy one with because you could construct it.
A double skin.
Or not. You construct it either way. Buy one of those tents that's versatile.
That doesn't do that.
I bet there is one. Don't skimp on your tent, Rohit. It's the most important.
Well, whatever you do, make sure you take it home because they do last. I've been using quite a cheap tent for the same festivals quite a few years in a row.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to Love Supreme the week after, so that's kind of good advice.
There you go.
Hopefully, we'll all be loving Supreme at Glastonbury.
What is it? Some kind of... No, never mind. All right. Anyway, well, look, this could help you, Rohit. We're gonna play band or tent. I've got a list of things. It's either the name of a band or the brand name of a tent that is available on the market and could form your Glastonbury experience. And should you like the sound of any of the following? Right, you're going to be playing against Cornelius here. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello.
There he is again. It's going to be alphabetical order. It's Rohit versus Cornelius, of course. Ask Podcast is through the glasses. Our assistant producer, she's going to be keeping score. Let's play band or tent. Alphabetical order then. Rohit versus Cornelius. Rohit first. Okay. Ears down. Here we go. Sorry, band or tent? Force 10, Rohit. Force 10.
I think that's a tent.
Is a tent. Very good start. Yeah, very good. Strong beginnings there. Cornelius.
Hi.
Barbecue Platypus.
Band.
Is a band, yeah, very good, yeah. Rohit. Right line.
I think that is a tent.
It is a tent. Light wave, Cornelius.
Tent?
Yes.
One that comes with lights in.
Well, I don't know that, but it's
called... Well, I bet it is.
All right. Oh, it's called a light wave. Big Agnes.
Big Agnes?
Big Agnes, yeah.
I reckon that's probably a band.
It is a tent. A Big Agnes.
Oh,
yeah, I know. Cornelius, Tentzilla.
Tentzilla?
Yeah.
Band.
It's a tent.
Ah, that sounds like a great tent. I'm going to Google that.
Evil Gazebo.
I'm going to go band.
It's a band, yeah, that's fine. Pacific Play. Pacific Play.
I'm going to go band.
It's a tent.
Wow.
Oh. Rohit, Black Diamond. Black Diamond. Yeah.
Sounds like a kind of heavy band.
Yeah, it's a band, yeah, very good, it's a band, yeah. Lubricated Goat, Cornelius.
Band.
Yeah, yes.
Not sleeping in that.
No, not after the last time. No. Scandica, Rohit.
Scandica, that's a tent,
it is a tent, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it is, yeah. Cornelius, Kodiak.
Kodiak. Some of my friends actually are Kodiaks. They can't eat computers.
Yeah.
Band.
Did you just have a little Kodiak moment? It's a tent. Zodiac Mind Warp.
Zodiac Mind Warp?
Yeah.
That's a prog rock band, surely.
Hey, well, they are. I wouldn't say prog rock. They are a rock band, a sort of... Zodiac Mind Warp and The Love Reaction, to give them their full name, with their hit Prime Mover. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Buck Cherry.
Band?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Rohit, band or tent, Trespass. Trespass.
I'm going to go tent.
You'd be right to do so.
It's a shop.
Yeah.
I was in one on Saturday.
Well, you have permission.
trespass.
Yeah. Cabanon Guadeloupe.
Sounds like a delicious Italian dish. I'm going to go tent.
He's a tent, yeah. Right, over to you. Clam Corporation.
Sounds like a SpongeBob-based band.
It's a tent, would you believe? It's a tent. Yeah. And finally, Cornelius, band or tent, Bendy Monster.
Tent.
He's a band. Oh, there we go. Right, let's go to Ask Broadcast. She's through the glass. I think she's been working out the scores just ahead of Sam Delaney coming in here to tell us what his programme is all about. Hi, Cass. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
Have you been working out the scores?
Yeah, I'm just putting it through the system.
Oh, are we? All right. Doing that, are we? All right, fine. All right. Just going to dial up to work out what the scores are. Rohit, bear with us because it's quite a slow computer system we've got here. It's, as I say, it's an old dial-up thing. It takes ages to... to get into it, so, you know, bear with. And we're... Okay, and we're into the system. So, Cass is working on...
I've got the scores.
You got the scores, all right. So, Rohit versus Cornelius. Band or tent?
Cornelius got 5.
Yes.
And Rohit got 7.
He makes him the winner! Yes! Well done, Rohit. Good work. Good work on
Thank
that.
You very much.
Good one. Good luck finding a tent for Glastonbury. Good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Good. And remember, double skin it. Always good advice. In case one of
see you there.
In case one of them comes off.
I'll see you there, Rohit.
Anyway, that's about it from us. And the good news is that, look, Sam Delaney's here now for drive time. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi.
I think I can probably guess what story you'll be covering.
Yeah, we'll obviously be doing all the latest from that terror attack up in Finsbury Park. We'll also be getting the latest from Grenfell Tower. So yep. They're both quite sad stories. The third story, it's a bit sad, but nowhere near the same league, and you may find entertaining. I've already told Con a bit of it. It's doing my Father's Day. How was your Father's Day?
It was fine, thank you, yeah.
Did you get treats?
Yeah, I got a lot of handmade stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of time is spent by children making stuff, it seems to me.
Mine started in similar vein, handmade things, fantastic. My kids were great. My daughter made me breakfast. It was lovely.
Mm.
But then in the evening, I took my father out for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't end well.
Oh.
I'll be revealing the details later, but it does involve offal. It involves offal and a lot of swearing and indignity.
Good.
And we'll be doing a full and frank dissection of a truly spectacularly bad Father's Day event later in the show.
I look forward to it, as does the nation. Sam Delaney with you next. We'll be back tomorrow 1 till 4 in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes on Talk Radio. Chloe, press a button now.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.